June 13th, 1989, Shavuot Shir on Kiddush HaChodesh.
So the Rambam and Mitzvah say, Tiknun Gimel. In the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam says, Yishe Tzivon L'Kadosh Chadoshim Rishonim, V'zui Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. V'u Omer Yisaleh, HaChodesh Elohim Rosh Chadoshim. And then the Rambam continues that it's not, it's Moser to Beis Din, it's not Moser like Shabbos Bereishis to every person. But this depends upon the Tvias Beis Din. Alright? Now, the Rambam says like this, Al mitzvah zu lo yaso so lo olam es ele bez nagod levad u be'eretz yisro levad. So the only one that goes bez nagod and only in Eretz Yisro. That's why the Rambam says, "Lokach botlo horiyo etzleinu hayom beheder beznagodol k'moshe botla kabonis beheder amikdash." That's why we don't have any more Kiddush HaChodesh, accord by Eidim. What? That's a good question. I mean, the Lashon of Rambam is definitely difficult because the Rambam says beheder beznagodol, so there is no more Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay. That's Rambanius. How can the Rambam maintain that when the Rambam himself agrees that they did it until the Bayev Rava? Okay. Well, Rambam in general, the way the Rambam has it about Sanhedrin HaGadol. Whether we'll answer this question or not is a separate point. But the Rambam Perikei Hilchos Kiddush Chodesh Loch Aleph says that Enos Nosol Sanhedrin Sheberet Yisrael Obezna HaGadol Obezna Smuchim Eretz Yisrael Shenos Nulen Sanhedrin Rishus. So you see, he's Sanhedrin. But then the problem is that the Rambam himself admits that they did it until the time of Abayah Rava, and there was no Sanhedrin then. So he doesn't say Sanhedrin. The Rambam says, Avol b'mei chachmei mishneh, b'chein b'mei chachmei agmora, ad y'mei Abayah Rava, al kviyas Eretz Yisrael, or yisrael. That a Rambam himself was aware of the problem. I mean, but he didn't really give us too much to understand it. I mean, in one halacha he says that ein osin oso el sanhedrin sheberet Yisrael, which would imply that you must have Sanhedrin. And the next in the halacha after that, and the Rambam himself in halacha base, the dov hazeh halacha l'moshe misinai, which is b'zman sheyesh Sanhedrin, koven al pi ario, b'zman sheein sham Sanhedrin, koven al pi achesh ben hazeh, sheno machash ben ba'ayom, vein nizkok in l'ria. You see? Yep. So then halacha gimel, next halacha, o'meim asai eskul l'kod esol achash b'chesh b'zem, yisof chach n'ra b'eish chavar etzol, lo nish hasham bezdin kavua. He doesn't say lo nish hasham Sanhedrin. So it would seem from the Rambam that the Rambam himself was aware of this problem somehow or other. He felt that he answered it by switching terms from Sanhedrin to Bezin Kavua. He was aware, as you see, he's aware of it. But what exactly he has in mind is difficult to say. Okay? But it's not as difficult as the major problems in the Rambam. So let's get to the major problems in the Rambam. So the Rambam continues like this. Evelazek kivnu v'to haminim ha'dikun karoyim v'zeh shoresh gamkein shelo yodu gamkein zulosi Miklal Rabbonim v'ahochem am v'afela v'chashecha. So Rambam here is very tough with his lashon, and he's very sharp with his lashon. And he mentions that in Kapach's edition, v'zel ha'yistot shegam lo kol Rabbonim omdu alav v'ayu migashishim imoem b'cheshcha so'afela. The Rambam says that most of the Rabbonim didn't understand this principle. And they also went and groped in the darkness with the Karoyim on this issue. Interesting thing. So he says like this, I'm going to switch it to the Kapach. Shechesh ben hazeh shenu machashim hayon, miyodim bo rosh hachodesh miladim, ein mutar lasoso ela be'eretz Yisrael dafka, only in Eretz Yisrael. Zulosi b'shas hadochek, unless it's very difficult to do it in Eretz Yisrael. Who beheder chachomim Eretz Yisrael? Oz mutal lebezna samach Eretz Yisrael aber shana v'leklo chodesh mifus klos kedav shas v'vekivik marshu v'av Talmud. The end of brachos. V'yesh bekach kushi gadol. V'ayadua. This is a very difficult thing to do. V'ayadua, and that which is known, Me olam ki al harov lo hoya l'Eretz Yisrael. He says that's why most of the time they only did it in Eretz Yisrael. This is a strange kind of Rambam. Because, Mamanasha, if you can't do it outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can't do it. It's far from. We know in Halacha you can't do something you can't do it. That's it. You can't, you don't say, well, look, it's a terrible thing. We have to do it. I mean, you can't do it, you can't do it. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says over here that you shouldn't do it. You really shouldn't do it. You see that they hardly ever did it. What is hardly ever did it? What kind of Halacha is that? They hardly ever. If they did it, so obviously it's mutter to do it. So it's mutter. So what is this thing that the Rambam says that it's only the kushi gadol and the shasat chak? What is this? Hakila b'diyevim et araisa? The dash the cheshbon zeh shenim na osu hayom v'neida barosh chodesh v'madim yev shal asosu ela be'eretz Yisrael levad levad period. Ube'eis ha-tzorach, ube'hedach ha-chom Eretz Yisrael, o'zef shel ha-bezdin ha-samach b'Eretz Yisrael, she'yaber ha-shonim v'yik v'chadoshim v'chutz l'aretz. K'mo shes Rabbi Kiva, that's a new thing. It was not going on b'zmanas anymore. It's two statements. First statement is, ha-cheshbin zeh shenu chashm ha-yom yedem v'rosh v'chadoshim v'adim, is only Eretz Yisrael dafka. Then, he goes, b'shas ha-tchak, and ube'hedach ha-chom Eretz Yisrael, then bezdin ha-samach, now he's going on the original halacha. According to the Ibn Tibbon, it's like this. Stop. Period. That's going back to the original. He's going back now to the original halacha because it's based on the original halacha of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Second half of the statement is going back to the original source because he talks about Rabbi Akiva, which has nothing to do with the cheshbon that we're doing today. Yeah, so obviously, he's going back to the source. He mentions Rabbi Akiva. That was definitely up the basin. Now we feel like this. The yesh kan yisod gadol ma'od mi yisod as ha'amuna lo yedu v'lo yagishu bo ela ha'ma'amikim b'chokma v'hu zeh shana machashim ha'yom b'chutz lorz b'seder v'ibur shibidena v'omr shayom zeh v'chodesh v'yom zeh chag lo b'glal cheshbon einu an alosim osu chag b'shem ofen. He says now here is a very important yisod from the yisod as ha'amuna. That what? That the cheshbon that we do today, he says, is not because of our cheshbon that we make it a yontif. Not under any circumstances. And this is important. Tapach's edition says Bezin Shel Eretz Yisrael. And in the other one, in the Ibn Tibbon, Shmuel Ibn Tibbon, it has what? That's not Gadol. I maintain that you have to omit the word Gadol. Can't be. Impossible. But we'll see. It's difficulties anyway. But in the meantime, leave out the word Gadol. El Neshe Bezin Shel Eretz Yisrael Kvar Kovu Yom Zechag Rosh Chodesh. Uba amirasam heim shayom Rosh Chodesh or shayom chag hu nasa chag Rosh Chodesh. So the Bezdin Eretz Yisrael is really announcing the Rosh Chodesh. Bein shoysa pulasam zu api cheshbin al pi riyah. Kemoshin nim tzolot api shati grosam ein li modas ala elu. Klo ma shayom ru heim shayim modas fila shogna fila lusma fila mutum kemoshin balada b'kabola. Vein anu osam hayom cheshbin al kadesh neida hayom shakovu bo b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Kivon shebeseder ze atzma machashim v'kov mayom lo b'riyah v'al kviyasim onu somchin v'lo achesh bonenu. Alright? V'lo achesh bonenu. Ev'ein chesh bonenu ol l'gwim milsa. V'avin ze heiter. So I want you to understand this very clearly, that the reason that we have today, b'zman hazeh, that we have mo'adim, is not because of our cheshbon, the calendar, because you look at the calendar, but the calendar only is a gilui milsa. I look at the calendar and I know when the Bezdin Sheb Eretz Yisrael is being kaveh. That's what the Rambam says. So, of course, the difficulty in the Rambam is that there is no Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. Where's the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael? So, Kapach on the bottom of his edition, he brings down, he says, V'lot fishamash makan l'chora. Because Dilchus Kishkosh back elev again, mashmash al Bezdin shahoyu oz Eretz Yisrael on a Sam Chanayam. He wants to say that he sounds like the Rabban. There is no Bezin Eretz Yisrael. Alright, it's the same question Ramban asked, but you can't get out of the Lashon. The Lashon of the Ram is clear that somehow or other there is some Bezin in Eretz Yisrael. Now the Rambam goes on. He says, "In the Mosif l'chabo beer." I'm going to add some beer to this. Ilu inachton l'moshel shabnei Yisrael yedrim Eretz Yisrael. Let's say we'd say that the Bnei Yisrael would leave Eretz Yisrael. Cholilu l'kel me'asos zos. L'fisha kvar ftiach shlo yimchev lo yashrish es she'eres ha'uma l'gamri. Because God already promised that he will never destroy the remnants of Klal Yisrael. Then he goes on. V'lo yesham beis din, and there wouldn't be any beis din in Eretz Yisrael. V'lo yebuchutz loretz beis din shenismach b'Eretz Yisrael. There won't be any beis din in chutz loretz that was nismach in Eretz Yisrael. Harei cheshboninu ze lo yomo lonu klal b'shem ofen. It wouldn't help us under any circumstances. V'fi she'en lon l'chashev b'chutz loretz la b'shem v'lo chadoshim ki yim ba'osim atanoim on his current Moshe b'yanu. Ki mitzin tek tesor dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Okay. Ramban comes in. And the Ramban, of course, attacks the Rambam. And he says, in spite of the Rambam's intimidations, he says, it doesn't matter. He says, Omar Kosev, Yedai Tiki Sikhli, and then Shalom Abar Batalmud, Vim Kozain, and then Choshiros, he was built to Shalom Badavazer. Doesn't matter. May not know universally, but in specific, I can tell you that this halacha doesn't make any sense the way the Rambam has it. Why? Shemena yadua ki kiddush achodesh vibrashana tzrichim momchen form a bezin shenismichu be'eretz be'oretz be'eretz hasmicha yadua be'oretz be'eretz hasmicha yadua be'talmud ish me'ish at Moshe Rabbeinu ala v'shalom Moshe Rabbeinu v'gemara mo'ed Hashem tzrichim momchen afars domain tzrichim momchen. So he goes on. There is no smich in Eretz Yisrael anymore. They ain't done the shama filled in the knosses. Kol shein she kachol pi ariyah pi cheshman. Vatemam and arav ki yom hashem mitzvah zos lo yaseh osam lo olam abezna gadol lo beretz Yisrael bovad. You see, he had the translation of Ibn Tibbon. Ulefichach bat lo ariyah tzleno ayom beheder abezna gadol. Vomar she bezet toa karoyim vizeu shizeu ikash shecholku imoim kol rabbanim. Vine deva baruhu v'yodua hu shebezna gadol batul meret Yisrael filo kodem achurban v'tzisi lo mashlo hoyo bohem din bezna gadol kamo shomu per kam me'evar zora abon shana at shalo chora v'abayis golsus and hajim yeshalo b'chanus or at shalo dan din nefashis the whole thing, alright. So in short, the Ramban says that the Rambam doesn't make any sense because the Rambam is maintaining that you must have the bezna in Eretz Yisrael and there is no bezna anymore in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore what is the Rambam talking about the cheshvan? So therefore the Ramban suggests a very simple thing, namely that also the Ramban asked the question we asked before the Rambam. Then the Rambam suggests a very simple thing. He says what happened was that Ramban has an easy suggestion. He says that Hillel ben Benosher Yehuda Nasi came along and he worked out the calendar, and what they did, then they had a bezna of smuchim, and what they did was, on the Kaddish, all the chadashim, all the way down the line, ad bias HaMashiach. That's what he says. So therefore, the Kiddush HaChodesh took place then, and now every Chodesh that we have is Mekudesh from then. That's what the Ramban says. Okay. So therefore, you have these two different opinions here. Completely different opinions. Now, the truth of the matter is... The Rambam himself, I mean, we have to understand that the Rambam himself, like I mentioned in Shavuos, I mean, the Ramban is a Rishon. So the Ramban is satisfied that he has his own understanding of the Sugya, and he's happy. He doesn't have to bother to explain the Rambam. But we aren't the Ramban. We're trying to understand the Rishonah. So we have to really try to understand, unravel the Rambam in his own terms, to understand what he means. We're not in a position to make a decision who's right or who's wrong, the Rambam or the Ramban. We have to try to understand what the Rambam means. Now, it's very interesting about the Rambam in general. Why? Because the Rambam himself, he started off on such a nice, smooth path. In Perek Hay, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, when he laid down a premise which would resolve all problems. What is the premise? He says, V'dovaze Allah l'moshe m'sinai hu. The Ramban doesn't know where he got the Allah l'moshe m'sinai. The Ramban doesn't accept Allah l'moshe m'sinai. But the Rambam apparently had the halacha l'mashmi sinai. He said, what is it? Shebizman sheyesh Sanhedrin kovan al pi ariyah. Whenever there's a Sanhedrin, so then you use the Edom. Ubizman shein shem Sanhedrin kovan al pi acheshbon hazeh shana machashvin bo hayom. Vein is kakun l'ariyah. So then when there's no Sanhedrin, so what do? So you kaveh according to the cheshbon that we use, the calendar that we use today. What the Rambam calls later the cheshbon hamtzoy. You use the cheshbon hamtzoy. Okay. So really, at that point, the Rambam was, everything was simple. Everything was fine. Kaf Tov Aferach. Beautiful. You have a very simple method. Is there Sanhedrin? Based in Eidin, Kiddush HaChodesh, Hobbit. Is there no Based in? Is there no Sanhedrin? So then what do? Calendar. You go according to the calendar. That's it. Simple. It's Exeris HaKosov. Lachal Moshe Mishina. What more do you need? No, the Rambam wasn't happy with that. Because the Rambam, at this point, you'd think the Rambam was happy with that. If the Rambam wouldn't write anymore, you'd stop there. You'd say, fine, no problems. But the Rambam, in the end, he gets back to this. First he goes through all the complications, and then he comes back to it, and he says in Perakei Allah Yigimel, Zeh Shana Mechashim Bezman Hazeh Kol Echad Echad Be'iro, V'omrin, Sherash Chodesh Yom Ploni V'yom Tov Yom Ploni. That everybody in the city says that this day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, and this day is going to be Yom Tov, Lo b'cheshmin shalonu anu kozim, v'lo alavon in ismochim. He says, it's not because of this cheshmin that we rely on. Shein ma'abrin shonim v'kovim chadashim v'chutz lorz. V'enon osom chanel al cheshmin b'nei Eretz Yisrael k'vess. We only rely on the cheshmin of Eretz Yisrael. V'zeshon ha'machashim l'galas adabal vado. The calendar is just reveals to us. When I look at the calendar, I know, the b'nei Eretz Yisrael are going to do it on this day, because that's the day that they're going to do it. So that's how I know that it's good. Kivan shani yodin shal cheshbin zayin somchin. It's a gilu nilsu ba'almo. Anem cheshbin ledi yom shkol b'nei etzol ve ezi yom. Ukvies b'nei etzol also ukvies b'nei etzol also hu shi yir rosh chodesh yom. Lo b'nei cheshbin shani mechashbin. It's not because of the calendar. So the Rambam came out in the end of the perek. If you would have stopped before, you wouldn't know that. You would assume that it's very simple, no problems. But he made a point in the end of the perek to tell you that this is not so simple. We're not just following the calendar. Calendar wouldn't help you at all. Calendar's a waste of time. It's only Gilui Milsa. What is a Gilui Milsa? That what? That the B'nai Eretz Yisrael were koveya the Chodesh or the Yom Tov already. What did we have to do this for? What did we have to understand? What did we need this for? It was so nice with Exeris HaKosov. Now you can go according to the calendars. No problem. Kol Yisrael doesn't have the Sanhedrin, so Kol Yisrael works according to the calendar. What's the problem with that? No. Rambam was very unhappy about that. Okay? As a matter of fact, that's the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvah. Same Rambam. Sefer Mitzvah is also the same thing. That if Chas V'Sholom, if there shouldn't be people in Eretz Yisrael, there's no more, that's it. It's Bitla Mordos. Okay? Now, I just want to make another point clear. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah mentions the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. But the Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh doesn't mention the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. He mentions the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. You see? So you might think that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah is at odds with the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. That in the Yad HaChazaka he didn't have a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, he had the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, and in the Sefer Mitzvah he had the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. By saying that, you remove part of the problem. Because the question is, who's the Bezdin? See? I mean, to me, it doesn't remove anything, because whatever the Rambam thought was the Bezdin in Sefer Mitzvah, you're going to have to answer anyways. You can't answer Rambam by saying he changed his mind and you don't understand what he said in the first place. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really help you theoretically. But you might think that the Rambam over here really doesn't have a basin. But it's not true. Because if you take a look in Halacha Hay, Perakei Halacha Hay, Rambam's like this. And you have to read this one properly. Bizman hazeh she'ein shom Sanhedrin. U basin shel Eretz Yisrael kovin al cheshbin zeh. Hoyo min adin she'yiyu b'chol ha'makomos osin yom tov echad bovad. Now, how do you read this Rambam? Bizman hazeh she'ein shom Sanhedrin, you must place a comma after that. It's not Bizman hazeh she'ein shom Sanhedrin u basin shel Eretz Yisrael. Because that grammatically doesn't work out. What are you going to say? Kovin al cheshbin zeh? He said that already. Fine. What's Hoyo min adin? What's Hoyo min adin? You can't start a new sentence with Hoyo min adin. So you must read the Rambam Bizman hazeh she'ein shom Sanhedrin, comma, u basin shel Eretz Yisrael kovin al cheshbin zeh, comma, Hoyo min adin sheyiyu b'chol ha'makomos osin yom tov echad bovad afilu ha'makomos rachok v'shev chutz lorz k'mo b'nei Eretz Yisrael. So you see, the Rambam himself says, if you read the Rambam properly, grammatically, the Rambam himself states that there's a bezin in Eretz Yisrael, even in the Yad HaChazaka, not just in the Sefer Mitzvah. Clear? Okay. So the problem, the Rambam is the same sheep, straight through. Okay. Now there's another Rambam. There's one more Rambam. There's a third position, by the way. You have the Rambam's position that somehow the phantom basin is Mekadosh, in combination with the calendar, some kind of combination there. Then you have the Ramban that the smuchim, Hillel, Ben Benoim, Shalabir Nasi, was Mekadosh, Olof Hadashim, straight down the line, Zadji Moshe Mashiach. Okay? Ad Biyas Agoyal. Then you have another shita, which the Rambam mentions in the Sechta Rosh Hashanah. There's another Rambam about this issue again in the Pirush Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah in the second parak. Rambam says like this: "Valnim espalei al odom." I'm reading from Kapach's translation. "Espalei al odom shemachish shemisvakeach b'dover abor." The Omer Shadas Yehuda main a bonny al rear Sakoda Shell al Hashem Bavat. Umam and Behovel Shonas Ela, when he Hoshev Shahoma came, when he Hoshev, the any Hoshev Shahoma came, Mam and the car. Elohisam at the Russo Bazil and Ageach as Yerivo, Bezit Surah Shatir, Shlobetzerek, Obetzerek, Kimishlom Motsa Miflip, Milachat Savikuach. He says, the Rav Sadi Goyen, the Rambam goes out very strongly against Rav Sadi Goyen, because Rav Sadi Goyen maintained that you don't have to do Kiddush Shachodesh al Piedim. He says you can do Kiddush Chodesh Al-Pi Cheshbon alone. The Bezdin can do it according to the Cheshbon. They know when it's going to happen. They announce it, and that's it. You don't need Adam. He says they only use Adam, he argued, in certain circumstances because of the problems with the meaning. You see, with the problems of the meaning. So, and the reason, that's what Rav Sadi Goyen says. The problem, but basically Rav Sadi Goyen's shita was that you could do what? You could do Kiddush Chodesh through what?
Calendar.
Through the calendar, Bezdin themselves, not the kid. Well, through cheshbon. Which cheshbon? I don't know. But you could do it through the cheshbon. Bezdin could do it through the cheshbon. So they could do it through Adam also, if they're in the absence of the cheshbon. But if they have the cheshbon, they don't need Adam. The Rambam is very strong against this, and he says he's mispalei on this person that says that the dasa yehudim ina boni al riyas chodesh al cheshbon bavad. He says I don't believe that he really meant it. He says it must have been he said that because he was arguing with the. With the meaning, with the karoyim, and he must have said it to win the argument, but not because he really believed it. Umar sheroi shata tamen, what you really should believe, is sheikah desenu boni al ria. Vim lo yeroi achodesh mashlim in shloshim yom lechodesh yotzei. L'shanas tam of the maisis rabbis yiru ben yuzeb meshach kol hashanim. Fine. And then he says like this, and the Baba Kabbalah mitis melamed sheloh akodesh baruch lemoshe dumas levon olamalah kazer reve kadesh. The law is something like cheshbon, like they ladasim yirah and lo yirah. The cheshbon was there, but they only use the cheshbon as a means to test the eden, but not that they use the cheshbon in the kaddish shachodesh. Lo she yismuach al cheshbon bavad v'yaser ashkodesh al pi cheshbon emachayev she yirah. The soda ibo she maslach harsh brachon moshe mishina who say the cheshbon she efshel das bo sheir keshes oriyah b'diyuk. He says the Rambam says I want you to know the soda ibo that Moshe Rabbeinu received at Har Sinai. Was the exact moment of the when the Areach is when the Areach begins the new month. He says this. He says Shebalei Tchunim Mikol Umos V'Gamach Filosufim Chalukim Bara Adko Lahala. He says it's something that even to this day the philosophers in those days they called them philosophers. They meant the mathematicians, and the astronomers in that day did not know exactly when it was. He says and God gave it over to Moshe Rabbeinu exactly when it was. That was the Soda Evil. You see. They don't understand exactly what the shear is. The cheshbon zeh shebiyadenu hayom hu chelak meyosu cheshbon umavoh. The cheshbon we have is part of that cheshbon. And then he says, I'm going to write a special chibur on the ibur, and I'll show you proofs. And that's but he never really wrote it. It's whatever we have is in the Yad HaChazadah. But at that time, he wanted to write a special, a separate thing on that. He said, "Lefisha rov v'nei yodim v'lo kulam eni yodim ela pula sasikim bovad." So most people just know the pula sasikim, how to make a calendar. It's a short method, but it's just a matter of adding numbers. He says, "V'choshim shekvar sigi yigadola." They think when they know this that they have a whole big understanding of the calendar. He says they don't really understand the basic idea. He says and then he goes on and he says that Machloikas and Klal Yisrael only began when people didn't understand the truth. And he says, and a person, the Lo Yovan Erech Masha Marnu Bedvorim Elo Hamatim Shekodin Velozman Hashin Var Bosachib Shenechbar Elo Odom Dosi Ubalamuno Veratzon Ladasa Emes Zaina Mates Atmo Ubitnai Shekvar Hichshir Atmo Shonim Rabos Bosom Alamudim Hamachshir Nesa Odom So the Ram again talks very sharply. He says that the only ones that will understand this idea that I'm saying right here and the ideas I'm talking about in terms of the Cheshbon and calendar in the future are people who are Balei Torah, Balei Das, Balei Bina, Balei Chochmah. He has a whole list of them. Okay, they don't fool themselves. They have the desire to know the truth. And he says, on the condition that besides this, they prepare themselves with all the necessary sciences of mathematics and geometry and astronomy, and then they'll be able to understand what I'm talking about. That's what the Rambam says. So it's an interesting thing. It's an interesting thing. But the but the Rambam maintains that Tzadik Gaon just totally missed the boat of it. But he's very, very strong about it, very adamant about it. Usually don't find, and the Rambam argues on many points, why is he so adamant against Rav Tzadik Gaon over there? And when we think about it, what's really so terrible about Rav Tzadik Gaon's position? Rav Tzadik Gaon's position is not so horrible. It doesn't have the problem, it doesn't have any of the problems that the Rambam's position has, as a matter of fact. Tzadik Gaon's position is very straight. Then what do? You do it according, Bezdin knows the Cheshbon. That everybody agrees in, that Bezdin knew the astronomy. Okay. So that we know, Bezdin was Machashif Tkufis Masalois. That's Kiyichach Maschem Vinaschem Meine Ham, the Machashifim of Tkufis Masalois. It's fine. So therefore, what does he say? He says that Bezdin, since they know it as a fact, because you see they could use it as a fact to be Makrish the Eidim, so therefore halachically it has the status of a fact. So why can't Bezdin be Makadosh the Chodesh based upon that fact? They know the fact. It's a complete idea. So if it's a idea, so why can't Bezdin pronounce the Chodesh based on that idea? What is so terrible about that idea? I mean, the Rambam goes wild against Rav Tzadik Gaon. We don't understand really what's so difficult with Rav Tzadik Gaon's position. It's a great position. So basically, you have three positions. It was so bad that the Rambam thought that he didn't even believe himself. So you have basically three positions. You have the Rav Tzadik Gaon, that the Cheshbon is the Iker. You have the Ramban that holds that the Kiddush Bezdin is the Iker. And the Kiddush Bezdin went from the past all the way down to Yemos HaMashiach. And then you have the Rambam's position, which we don't understand, that the Bezdin today, some Bezdin somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, is being Mekadosh HaKodesh every month. Okay? Is being Mekadosh HaKodesh every month. That's the Rambam's position. If you want to understand the Rambam, we have to understand the major point is that the Rambam had such a smooth system already, like we mentioned before already, with Halacha Moshe Sinai. What did he have to bother with the Bnei Eretz Yisrael for? Okay? That's one. Two, you see the Rambam says it's based upon one of the Yisodei HaAmunah. What is this Yisodei HaAmunah business? And you see again in the Pirush Mishnayos, he says, our Dos is built on this. You know? Then again, also, the Rambam seems to say that there's a lot of corroboration from this from the halachas, he says. Anyone that knows the halachas well, and he really has like two people. It's a funny thing, he breaks up into two people. He says that the Yesh Kan Yisod Gadol Me'od Yisod HaSamuna, a very important fundamental principle of our faith, Lo Yed'u V'lo Yagishu Bo El HaMamikim B'Chachma. The only ones that will perceive this are people who have an in-depth knowledge of Chachma. There he's talking about the Yisod Hadas. You see? And then in the end he says, when he talks about the halachas, he says that the kashe is boni mi sheish lavana shlema b'divri atamba bin yizei is ba'ala kom ha-shamayna b'ir sholom shem basafa. There he's talking about a person that has the knowledge of the halacha. So the Rambam, if we hope to unravel the Rambam, the solution to the Rambam has got to be tied to both halacha and also philosophy, and also Yisod Yisodos Hadas. And interesting, that much we know from the Rambam himself. At least he gave, that's the only hint that the Rambam gives to what exactly he means over here. Okay? The Rambam in Perek Beis in Rosh Hashanah, he says, only a person who has tremendous, but he says, not only with regard to the Cheshbonos, that he has to know the mathematics for, but he says he won't even understand what we're saying over here. We're saying in the Spiritual Mishnayos, in the full introduction. He's telling you that he has some sod here in the very Spiritual Mishnayos, which you don't need to be a mathematician to understand, but there's some important sod there that you have to grasp. Go to another area. Go to the area of the halachas of Bezdin in general. What exactly constitutes a Bezdin? What exactly constitutes it? What is a Bezdin? What is a Bezdin? So, if you learn the beginning of Sanhedrin, the sugya in the beginning of Sanhedrin, so you'd see that it's a question of, with regard to being done, do you need a shlosha, or can yachid mumcha be done? Yachid Mumcha Bidan. So the Gemara over there would seem to say like this, that if you learn out Yachid Mumcha, then you don't need Smuchin, and you don't need Shlosha. But if you say Irith Parshis Kasim Khan, so then you learn out from Gzelas Chavalos. Gzelas Chavalos require definitely Shlosha and Smuchin, then Dinim Amenes will also require Shlosha and Smuchin. Over there in Sanhedrin, Shlosha and Smuchim are synonymous. If it's Shlosha, if it's Bezin, it must be Smuchim. If it's Echad, so then there's no Smuchim and there's no Shlosha. Shlosha and Smuchim go together over there in the Gemara. Okay? Of course, Gzelos v'chavolos, you must have Shlosha Smuchim, because in Gzelos v'chavolos, you're being done on a Maisa Vera. In Odos and Havolos, you're not being done on a Maisa Vera. You're just being done in on Dina Mamanus itself. But in Gzelos v'chavolos, you're being done on Maisa Vera, so then you must have Smuchim. But that's the question is of what is in Sanhedrin? I mean, what is it based in? Is it based in Dafke Smuchin or is it based in even not Smuchin? Even not Smuchin. So actually, you could prove really that you have a din based in even where you don't have Smuchin. Where do you have the din based in where you don't have Smuchin? So you have a din based in where you don't have Smuchin really by Hataras Nedarim. Essentially, Hataras Nedarim. That's one case when nobody disagrees that in Hataras Nedarim you don't need Smuchim. That's the Gemara Bava Basra. Gemara in Yesh Nochim. That Hataras Nedarim does not require Smuchim, and yet it has, and yet you require Shlosha. So you see, you have a Shem based in with regard to Shlosha that are not Smuchim. Yeah, but the Pasuk says, that's in the Kufkof on the base. Amar Vacha by Yaakov Lomar, Shafars Nedarim B'Shlosha Giotos. Okay? It says Rashi Amatos, that's Yochid Mumcha. Okay? Yeah. But otherwise, there's no question that you don't require three Mumchen, just Shlosha Giotos is considered a bet. So you see that the Shem Beis Din really is, all you need for the Shem Beis Din is Shlosha Giotos. You have other cases where you have Beis Din, and where it's a question whether you need Smuchin or not. Smuchin is an accident in Beis Din. But Smuchin, without Smuchin, you still have a Beis Din. You have, for instance, with regard to Geras, a question of whether or not you need Smuchin. So that's a Taisvis in Kedushin talks about it. Taisvis in Kedushin talks about it. Okay, so Taisvis says, Daf Samach Beis on Beis, the latter half of Taisvis. He says, Vimtoma, Vishim Kabbalah, so Taisvis says, no, Vimtoma, and Kane, the boy Mumchen, Kamog Zelos Vachavalos, the Eshloma, the Shlichusayu Avdinin, Kinamina Begit. So he says that there's Allah and Gittin Sashlichusayu Avdinin, really do need Smuchim, but every time you have a Beis Din for Gerim, it really is under the auspices of the Beis Din of the Shlichusayu of the old Beis Din that had Smuchim. They made a Shlichus Ladaris. Oida Rabban Asanel, the Begir Ksil Dorasechem, the Mashim Acholdin, Yafgav Sheinu Mumchen. So you see, sometimes the Beis Din is a Beis Din, according to the second shot in Taisvis, is a Beis Din, even though there are no Smuchim, and even though it's not Shlichusayu. Just the Allah of a Beis Din, he holds that all he needs is a Beis Din Shal Shlosha, and Beis Din Shal Shlosha suffices for Ger. That's the second shot in Taisvis. The Rambam is interesting. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin says, Rambam in the beginning of Perek Dalad in Hilchas Sanhedrin says, Echad Bezna Gadol, Echad Sanhedrin Ketano, O Bezin Shel Shlosha, Tzorach Sheyia Echad Mehen Soma, Mipia Soma. And here we have the Girsa of Pesach Yantas, better Girsa. Tzorach Sheyia Kol Echad Mehen Soma, Mipia Soma. It has to be that way, Kol Echad Mehen. So you see, the Rambam requires, even in a Bezin Shel Shlosha, that it must be Smuchet. You see? Because you can't say the Gir says Shehei Echad Mehen Soma, because the Rambam himself says later that in Halacha Yidah, Reish Lo Hayu Beretz Yisrael Ela Somach Echad Mashiv Yishnayim Betzila V'Somach Shivim Kechad Azeh Chazeh Vachkach Yeyosah Hu V'Shivim Bez Nagodol Yismuchu Batei Dinam Acherim. So the Rambam holds clearly Bez Nagodol requires everyone should be a Somach. So you see over here, the Rambam even says, the Rambam says clearly that a Bezin must be Smuchin. must be smoking. Hey, echod, kol echod mehen, samach mipi asamach. Now, from the dawn they don't have to. From the dawn they don't have to. But for here, the Ram and Perek Dal Halacha Dalid, Ein Kori Elohim, Ela Bezdin Shenismach Beretz Sobel Vad. Okay. Rambam says in Perek Halacha Ches, Lefichach Donim Baidos Lavos, Sukiyos Bemachutz Lorat, Af Pish Ein Bezdin Shel Chutz Lorat Elohim, Shlichus Bezdin Shel Eretz Shel Osen. Ein Lam Rishus Lodin Didi Kansh Rishus Lodin. So you see, the Rambam requires that it must be smuchin. But there's one case where the Rambam says he don't. He says in Perek Hey Halacha Yitches, Yochet Shehu Mumcha L'Rab Mafal Pishehu Don Dinim Mamen Esichidi Ein Ha'odol B'Fan Of Ha'odol B'Beisdin V'Afilo Yasamach Aval Ashlosha Afal Pishehu Ein An Smucha V'Arei Ne Jotos V'Ein Mikor B'Hem Elohim Arei Ha'odol B'Fneim Ha'odol B'Beisdin. So you see, the Rambam says openly that there's a din of Beisdin even though they're not smucha. So why does the Rambam say before that it's dafke echod bezdin agadol v'echod sanhedrin katana or bezdin shal shlosha tzorach sheyehei kol echod mehem samach mipi asamach? So we want an answer to this. That the answer is that there's two different types of beis din. There's a beis din insofar as shrora is concerned, beis din that has power to enforce the law. That type of a beis din has to be samach. Not samach is nothing. But the shame beis din, if you have three people, even though they're not smuchin, if a person does a dog b'fneihem, they have a chalashem beis din. The Gemara says that really one could be done, and the Ram paskins one could be done. But why do they make shlosha? Because he ef shichle yehei b'hem chad de goma. Because they're afraid of yeshve kranos. So what has the Ram learned? It wasn't that they just picked the number three, and they said it must be three, because then we know for sure one person is going to be able to learn. The Gemara and Sanhedrin have given up. What they meant was that the halacha was, since they didn't want to have yeshve kranos, so they were machayev in basin, in the shame basin, and the shame basin even in dinim momenus. There's a shame basin, even though it's not smuchin. That you see from the Rambam. For shrora, you must have smuchin. But for the shame basin, that a hodor b'fneihem should be considered a hodor b'fnei basin, there the Rambam holds, even gimel adyotas is good. So you see clearly the Rambam holds that the gimel adyotas without smuchin has a shame basin, aside from afaras nadarim, ataras nadarim. Okay. Now there's one more, there's one more halacha. With regard to beis din, halacha is really with regard to chalitz also, but with regard to geiris again, the Rambam in Yisurei Bia. So the Rambam mentions that in Perek Yud Gimel, halacha Yud Zayin. Ger shlo bot to achrav of shlo ho diu a mitzvah for on shon and more of a tol of nek gimel adyotas a reza ger. So even if the Rambam doesn't mention anything about Shtifa Sayah. The Rambam is ahead of when he wants to mention Shtifa Sayah, so it's not like Tesis. So you see the Rambam holds clearly that there's a Beis Din Shel Shlosha with regard to ger, even though they're not smuchin. Even though they're not smuchin, because even tavel b'fnei gimel adyotas is good enough. It's good enough. Okay? Require based, and over there also you don't require smoking. Interesting question in itself. Why is it that a bezdin shel shlosha should be a bezdin nechalashim bezdin without smoking? It is a hard concept to understand, because really you would say that a bezdin has to be smoking, they have to be people that are authorized. Just tam shlosha gyotas means, what does it mean shlosha gyotas? Shlosha gyotas is not, it means they don't know anything. Three ignoramuses should comprise a bezdin, it sounds difficult. Sounds like a difficult concept. It's a difficult concept, yeah. Dinamamas mit a raisa, really, you need a bezin of smuchin. He disagrees with the Rambam on that halacha. The Russian Simon Gimel in Chosha Mishpah disagrees with the Rambam. He holds that hodor b'fnei shlosha gyotas is not considered hodor b'fnei bezin, but the Rambam goes all over. Well, at any rate, what do we see? We see that there's two different types of bezin. There's a bezin of smuchin, and then there's a bezin that doesn't require smuchin. It's just a chalashim bezin of shlosha gyotos, and that's it. And now let's go to another halacha. Now let's go to another part of Tosfos, actually. Daf samach bezin kedushin. Over here, Tosfos talks about the problem of what do you need the Beis Din for? What do you need Shlosha for? So Tosfos says, Nira dafke be kabbalas and mitzvahs huda bin and gimel. I was a tefillah b'chatz agir. So he says, for kabbalas and mitzvahs you need three, but tefillah you only need one. Then he asks a question from the Gemara that it would seem that you don't need. It seems that you don't need because the Gemara says Tavol Akerio, so therefore, and there was no, definitely weren't three people there by Tavol Akerio, so therefore we say yeah, it's still good. So Taisa says, no, you don't need it really for the Tefillah. But then Taisa says, it's mashu from another Gemara that you have to have Talmid HaChachomim by the Tefillah. And the Gemara says, Ibn Yishlosha, Mishani Pni Yishlosha, Alma Mashu Mutfilah Nami Ibn Yishlosha. Tais says you need also three for tefillah also. Tais goes up and back. Whether by tefillah segeri you need shlosha or only by kabbalas and mitzvahs. Kabbalas and mitzvahs definitely need shlosha. But by tefillah segeri doesn't know. Goes up and back in it. Then he says, v'yeshloma, devadei lemitzvah bein shlosha, avalo lakev. The Tais says that lemitzvah you have to have shlosha by the ger. L'chatchila, in other words, you should have three, a bezin of three when the ger is tevil. But if you don't have the three at the time, it's b'dieved, it's okay. B'dieved, it's okay. So the question that we would bother with in the Tais is, what does it mean by the Yevet? It's okay. Is the Geras a good Geras? It's not a good Geras. Well, what is this about the Yevet? If it's a good Geras, so you don't need it. If it's not a good Geras, so then you can't say by the Yevet it's good. If you need Shlosha. If you need Shlosha, you can't say by the Yevet it's good. How could you have a Lachatchila and a by the Yevet with regard to Geras? Okay, so this we wanted to answer from the Rambams in Perikid Gimel in Yisurabiyah. Well, because the Rambam says in Alocha Yedaleh Al Yal Al Dait Chashishim Shana Mashiach Yisrael or Shlomo Melech Hashosh Nigidir Hashem Nashim Nachrios Begeyus. And you shouldn't think that Shimshon HaGibor, who was Moshe Yisrael, that he married women that were not Megayer. No, he says definitely that he says this is the Sod HaDover Kachu. This is the Sod Mitzvah Nachono. The right way is when the Ger comes, he has to be Bodek to see why they want to become Gerim. Maybe because of the power of the Jews. Or maybe because they want to marry a Jew. He says, if you don't find any ulterior motives, you accept them. But if you do, so then you have to reject them. He says, that's why they didn't accept any Gerim at the time of David and Shlomo. Because they were afraid that David was a very powerful king. The Jewish nation at that time was the most powerful nation, so they were afraid that people did it because of fear. And in time of Shlomo, because of the prosperity. So he says, even though there were many Gerim Misgayrim in the time of David and Shlomo in front of Hedyotos, and so they still were Gerim and Misgayrim in front of Hedyotos, he says, but the Bez Nagodl would be Choshish for them. Lo Dochenoson, Achash Tomekon, Lo Makavenoson, Achitir Acharison. And therefore he says, Shlomo did also, and Shimshon HaGibor also did these things. They didn't do it al pi beis din. All right. So choshev akosev. That's where Ram goes through the whole thing over there. That they didn't do it al pi beis din. So what kind of a thing is this? Do you need beis din? Don't you need beis din? What's the soda dover the Ram explains? So we one time explained this Rambam. That means like this: that really the halacha is that the halacha is like this: that a ger is defined as an addendum to the klal, a separate kal, kal gerim. Kal gerim ikri kal. That's why you say, for instance, lo ikri kal. So that's why mamzer mamzeres a mutarim begerim. It's a separate entity. But they are a part of klal Yisrael. Now, the halacha is like this, really. The halacha is that really, in other words, the question in the Rambam is like this: if the Soda Dover is the Bez Din supposed to interrogate them and find out whether they really are serious or they have ulterior motives, so how could the Shimshon HaGibor and Shlomo HaMelech do it? It's not good if you don't do it if you do it that way. So the answer is no. The Rambam says that no matter what, even Tovah B'nei Shlosha Yotos, it's still considered 100% Geras. So if it's still considered 100% Geras, so what's this whole business? So what's the answer? So the answer is because the Beis Din, you see, the halacha of geris is that there is a halacha of kiruv. The makarev, the person who's a ger, they're makarev them to Klal Yisrael. They become a part of Klal Yisrael. That's the halacha of geris. So, of course, once they become part of Klal Yisrael, so then in terms of the if they're sincere, so then they're on the same level. And then the Besdin permits them, then they're part of the cloth. But even though they have a separate Chalashem, but the halacha is that Besdin over here functions as a part of, as a part of Klal Yisrael. They have a responsibility to Klal Yisrael to make sure that the Klal Yisrael should not intermingle with people that aren't proper. That's the halacha. That's why. So, in other words, the halacha that Beis Nest interrogate the ger is not halacha that's ma'akev the gerus. There's halacha of chalos gerus. Chalos gerus is tefillah b'fnei shlosh that creates the gerus. That's 100%. Is a Jew 100%. His kedushin is a kedushin like the Rambam says. You have to mazur aveda 100%. The chalos gerus can take place through three. But there's another halacha that the Beis Din, insofar as they are the shomrim of Klal Yisrael, they have to make sure. They have to interrogate to make sure that Klal Yisrael shouldn't be mixed in with people that aren't proper. So therefore, the Beis Nest interrogate and investigate. But if they don't do it, it doesn't matter. They become Jews anyways, because the Chalos is not dependent upon this. This is a separate halachin. This is a separate halachin Beis Din. So you see from the Rambam that there's two things with regard to the Beis Din of, Geiris. One role the Beis Din plays is a role insofar as the Chalos Geiris takes place. That you need Beis Din. That's Shlosh Adyotis. Another role the Beis Din has is a role insofar as they are Beis Din. It's a Kiyum in Beis Din. That since Beis Din is the representative of Klal Yisrael, so there's a Kiyum in Beis Din. The Beis Din must do what? Must be cautious in who they accept to have this Chalos fall upon them. That's the halacha that Beis Din has a responsibility, you see. So now we can understand the Tesis. What Tesis says like this. Tesis says that insofar as the Kabbalah some mitzvahs, you must have the Beis Din. But by the Tefillah, he says it's not Makeh, but L'chakili is posted. It means that it's not a halach in the Geirus. It's a halach in the Beis Din. What Tesis is saying is a halach in the Beis Din. That the halach is really the Beis Din is supposed to be there the second time by the Tefillah, and they're supposed to again the Beis Din. You see. Gibor. So at any rate, so by Shimshon Agibor, you see, the halacha was that he wanted to create the chalos. And he had ulterior motives. Kisona mafakesh. So he had to do it that way. He had to avoid the, he had a separate purpose. Same thing Shlomo Melech also. He had political reasons, so he just created the chalos. And he sidetracked. He avoided the Beis Din. But if the Beis Din was there, they would definitely have to be cautious. So that's what Tesis says. See, that's what Tesis means. What Tesis says with regard to the Beis Din shall shlosh have to be there, Moshiach and Son of Mayim, and there's a Kabbalah some mitzvahs again, Bishas, the Moshiach and Son of Mayim, that's halacha l'chatchila, means halacha on the Beis Din. But if they don't do it, the halacha is good, even if the tefillah was not b'fnei Beis Din. That's what Tesis says. That's what Tesis learns. Now we see two things, all right? We see, first of all, a Beis Din is a Beis Din shel shlosha, even if it's not smuchin. And we see also that a Beis Din, there's an action on the part of the Beis Din, which is simply a mitzvah because of the kiyum of Beis Din. Of course, it's a kiyum in Beis Din. What do I mean? In other words, when we say, for instance, a lot of halachas that fall upon Beis Din. Beis Din has to set up a shotrim in every town. Beis Din has to... There's a lot of things Beis Din has to do. Beis Din has to give malchus. Beis Din has a lot of halachas. But I'm not saying over here... Those are separate halachas that were given over to Beis Din to do. But over here we're saying something different. We're saying that the reason why Beis Din is chayef to do this is because of their definition. Their essential definition as a Beis Din, they represent quality, so they have a function as a Beis Din that they represent, they have to protect Klal Yisrael. So the chalos shame that they have is machayev them in this activity. You see, it's a kiyum in based in. It's a kiyum in based in, insofar as they have a shame based in, it's a kiyum in based in. It's not a special chiyuv that was given over to based in over here, that based in must interrogate Adam. That's not a special chiyuv. The reason why they have that chiyuv is because of their definition, their essential function is based in demands that they do this, that they protect Klal Yisrael. That's their role. That's their role. So it's a kiyum in the very essential structure of Beis Din. You see? About Petrupus also. Beis Din is mechuyev to protect. Beis Din avim shal yisomim. They have certain functions. Okay. So insofar as they're at Beis Din, they have this function. I would say like this, that when there's a Beis Din shal shlosh, it doesn't require smuchim. That was a question we left before. Beis Din shel Shlosha doesn't require smuchim. Where the shame Beis Din is a Beis Din insofar as it represents the klal. Insofar as it represents the klal. If it represents the klal, if that's the only function of the Beis Din, that it represents the klal, then it doesn't have to be smuchim. It's just Shlosha Meyisrael. Shlosha Meyisrael represents the klal. You see, that's why by Geirus it's a Beis Din that represents the klal, because we said that that's the function of the Beis Din. They have to be careful who they take into the klal, right? By Chalitza also, because by Chalitza is the Nikra Shmo Bisrael Beis Chalitza No. Also Zigne, also even the Hashira Laskenim. So it's a halacha of representing the klal. So Beis Din Shel Chalitza doesn't have to be smuchin either. You see, Beis Din Shel Chalitza doesn't have to be smuchin. But where the Beis Din has to be done, then you require smuchim. Then you require smuchim. Except the Rabbanon by Hados Navos, they were mafkir that chiyah. But Ataras Nedarim is an exception. Ataras Nedarim is an exception. Ataras Nedarim was given over to Klal Yisrael. The Machlokas Rishonim, whether by Ataras Nedarim you could just have anybody, or you need a person that's a Gemara Bacharis. Many Rishonim hold you need a person at least that can understand the Svaras. Otherwise, it doesn't have the shame of a Beis Din. The Rambam doesn't seem to distinguish anybody. But that Zeadov, it's a separate Zeres HaKasif. It's a separate Zeres HaKasif for some reason by Taras Nadan. Separate Zeres HaKasif. Okay. There's one more thing. We mentioned yesterday that the Beis Din. So, the Rav one time mentioned that the Beis Din Shel Shlosha is a Beis Din Shel Kiyum. Is a Beis Din Shel Kiyum. Like you need a Beis Din Shel Kiyum by Geirus, you need a Beis Din Shel Kiyum by Chalitza, and Hataras Nedarim is a separate Zeres Kasher. But the same thing with the Rambam, where the Rambam mentions in Hilchos Sanhedrin, same thing with the Rambam with regard to Hadolus Nes Shlosha. Because that's a Beis Din Shel Kiyum. It's a Beis Din Shel Kiyum. Okay. The Rambam and Kiddush HaHaaretz. Okay, now there's one, and so this is the most important point, really, in the Rambam, in establishing the Rambam Shita with regard to Kiddush HaHaaretz. And that is that there's a subtle difference between the Rambam and the Ramban, in the whole concept of the Mitzvah Kiddush HaHaaretz. Okay. Agav Ocher, we can see it from the Ramban. Why? Because the Ramban, when he criticizes the Rambam, so he says, at the end of the Ramban's critique, near the end, before he gives his answer. So he says like this, says, Im kol zeh l'fidvar b'sefer hazeh shehu modesh afilu b'kriyas hachashbin tzarech shiyeh shem Beis Din b'Eretz Yisrael, Beis Din Okay, so that's the Ramban's critique. And you see, what does he say? According to the Rambam, he says it'll come out that there are no more Yom Tovim this man of it. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh is only nogea one thing. It's nogea the establishment of Moadim. So if you don't have mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh anymore, So then there's no more. But of course, all the other mitzvahs, all the other halachas of the Torah remain unaffected. It's just halacha with regard to Mara. On this point, I think the Rambam disagrees. According to the Rambam, an implication from the Rambam's Lashonos is that the Rambam held that Kiddush HaChodesh is more than just Tvias Mo'adim. But if Kiddush HaChodesh is bottled, then Yadis is bottled completely. You see? That's why the Rambam says, when he says, Vini Osef HaChabir, so the Rambam says, Ilu Hinachna, if he would say, that Derech Moshel, so B'nai Yitzor Yedru Meretz Yisrael Chalil Lekel Masar Zeres, Ki Uftiyaf Jalo Yimcha, Kepas Lashon Zeres. So he gave Avtacha that there will never be the remnant of Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed. Why does Ram have to mention the remnant of Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed? So he wouldn't have no Adam. The Ram shouldn't have mentioned that the whole Ummah will be jeopardized. Okay. He says like this, Hindi Moshel Chabir Ilu Nachon L'Moshel. So what is it? What does that do with lo yimocha le'sharish sheres and lo gamri? So what? So there are no Jews in Israel. That means the whole room is gone. Plenty of Jews are in the chutzlots. So you see, according to the Rambam, if Kiddush HaChodesh was bottled, then the whole essence of Klal Yisrael would become bottled. The whole Kedusha of Yisrael would be bottled. That's what the Rambam knows. That's the critical point. Critical difference between the Rambam and between the Rambam. So on that point, we see that the Rambam's concept of Kiddush HaChodesh entails more than just Mo'adim. Okay? All right. Now, what I want to say is like this. Let's go back to Halacha for a minute. The concept of Sanhedrin. What is the concept of Sanhedrin? So there are two concepts of Sanhedrin. The concept of Sanhedrin with regard to of Beis Din. So the concept of Beis Din with regard to Beis Din per se, that Beis Din are certain chiyuvim per se, which are chiyuvim that are related to the Chalei Shem and the substance of Beis Din. Then there's a halacha that Beis Din functions as a part of Klal Yisrael, as a representative of all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, this already has been mentioned. The Brisker Rav mentioned this. Brisker Rav mentioned this with regard to the halacha that in Hilchos Perakei, in Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Rambam lists all the things that the Sanhedrin has to do. It mentions all the things. But then in Perak Dalet, the Hilchos Klal Migdash, the Rambam mentions that the Kohen Gadol can't be Mamana except through Bezin Shel Shivim Lechot. So why did the Rambam, so the Brisker Rav asked, why did the Rambam put this halacha in Perakei Milchus Sanhedrin, where it lists all the things that the Bezin Shel Shivim Lechot has to do? Why did he wait to Klal Migdash? Should have been listed there. So the Brisker Rav answered, he said, because in the halachas in Perakei Milchus Sanhedrin, the Rambam's mentioning those things which Sanhedrin does, as a chiyuv on Sanhedrin per se. But in Klal Migdash, in Minui, Klal Gadol, it's not a mitzvah on Sanhedrin per se. It's a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. But Sanhedrin represents Klal Yisrael. Okay? The Rav mentioned the same halacha with regard to Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Because the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Trumas and Maaseh says that you have to have Kibush must be Aldas in Perek Alf Hilchos Trumas, Kibush must be Aldas Rav Yisrael. Aldas Rav Yisrael. And then in Hilchos Malachim, Perakei, Halacha Vav, so the Rambam mentions that it must be Alpi Beis Din. So why did the Rambam change the Malachim? So the answer is because it really must be Al Das Rav Yisrael. But who represents the Das Rav Yisrael? Sanhedrin. We one time mentioned the same concept with regard to, as it may remind, we mentioned the same concept with regard to the Halacha that Beis Din is mitzuvin whether cut mechul nevesh l'tehavon is bezin mitzuvin mafrish or ain mitzuvin mafrish. Sometimes bezin mitzuvin to be mafrish, a person may avera, that is a halacha insofar as it's halacha of Klal Yisrael, really. You see, his father's mitzuvah, everybody's mitzuvah. But bezin is the one as a body of Klal Yisrael which is mechuyiv to do this action. So the chiyuv falls on bezin insofar as it falls
on the Klal Yisrael. But that's our luck of Bezdin B'Teres Klal Yisrael. Now what I want to say is like this, that mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh is a little bit different. It's not the halacha that mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh falls on Bezdin because they represent Klal Yisrael. That's not the halacha. A little bit different. The halacha is that mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh falls on Klal Yisrael, but it's Tofes based. It's Tofes based. What does that mean? That means that Basin is a characteristic of Klal Yisrael, is a characteristic of the body of Klal Yisrael. And the halacha is that Kiddush HaChodesh is Tofes, that characteristic of Klal Yisrael, which is known as Basin. Okay. Now, where do we see that Bezdin is a characteristic of Klal Yisrael? That we see, you have many psukim that indicate, especially the psukim on Shir Hashirim. The psukim on Shir Hashirim. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the pasuk, Shorech Hagan Asa, what does it mean? So the Gemara says that's referring to the Sanhedrin. Shorech Hagan Asa is referring to Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says, Shorech is Shrora, Agan that Sanhedrin is making on Klal Yisrael. Shorech Agan Asar al Yetzar Amavet. Shorech Zu Sanhedrin. Loma Nikra Shmoa Shorech Shehi Yosheves V'Tiburo Shel Olo. Agan Shehi Megin Al Kol Olam Kulo. Asar Shehi Domo L'Soa. It means that it's like the half moon, because they're sitting in half moon shape. Okay? Another pasuk, the Gemara mentioned before. The pasuk says, "Kulach yofa rayosi umum einba." What does it mean, kulach? Who's it referring to? The Gemara says, referring to Bezdin. "Hashem she Bezdin menukim betzedek, tach menukim mikol mum." Amar meima mikra, kulach yofa rayosi umum einba. Okay. So you see, so there's certain halachas, as a matter of fact. You don't have to be baidek in Bezdin, Sanhedrin. Because kulach yofa rayosi, so you know they're all miyachas. So you see that Kulach Yafa Rayasi, the psukim show you that Basin is a characteristic of the cloth. And there's a lot of psukim Shir Hashirim that refer to Sanhedrin. So you see that Sanhedrin, when the psukim and Shir Hashirim are describing the beauty of Klal Yisrael, Sanhedrin comes in. Many, many psukim over there. They refer to, so you look at the Purushim and the Gemaras and the Rashi and that. So the Sanhedrin is an aspect of Klal Yisrael. An aspect of Klal Yisrael. It's a characteristic of Klal Yisrael. Now, what I'm saying is like this. It's not a halacha on Basin. There's two types of halacha on Basin. You can have a halacha on Basin per se. You could have a halacha that's chal on Basin because they represent Klal Yisrael. That's another concept. And what I'm saying is a third concept. There's a halacha that's chal on Klal Yisrael, but it's chal on that part of Klal Yisrael, which is the Sanhedrin, which is the Sanhedrin. It's a different idea. It's Tofes, that characteristic of Klal Yisrael, which is Sanhedrin. It's chal on them because they are a part of the Klal. See? A component of the Klal. It's chal on them as a component of Klal Yisrael. Okay? In other words, it's Tofes. It's chal on Klal Yisrael, but it's Tofes this component. But it's Tofes this component. Okay? The ins if it's chal on Klal Yisrael, but then the Torah defines who is the one that represents them. That's one idea. But here, what I'm saying over here is a different concept. The concept is it's chal on Klal Yisrael, but it's chal on it's chal on an aspect of Klal Yisrael, which is the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin as a characteristic of the nation. It's chal on this part of the nation, but it's chal on the Sanhedrin because of the fact that they're a part of the Klal. You see, that's a different idea than saying it's chal on the whole Klal. But who's supposed to represent the Klal? Sanhedrin will be the ones that represent the Klal. That's a different concept. You see, there the Klal and the Sanhedrin are exactly the same. It's just the Sanhedrin are the ones that are chosen to represent the Klal. They speak for the Klal. But this is a different idea. We're saying is it's chal on the Klal, but the halacha is that the Klal is made up of different components. So it's chal on its toface, this component of the chal, which is the Sanhedrin. Okay? That's the time. That's the idea that there was on. It's chal on the chal Yisrael, but you must have the Bezdin as representative. Then it's in terms of the capacity. They have the capacity to represent the chal. But over there, it's not insofar as the capacity. It's chal on the Sanhedrin because the Sanhedrin is an important aspect of the whole entity of chal Yisrael. You see? Yeah, but it's toface Sanhedrin. That's chal. Okay? Because this ties into the Yisodi of Hamuna and also Halacha. So we go up and back between Halacha and between the let's go back a moment to the philosophical aspect. Where is the Rambam? The Rambam says, the Rambam quotes a Pasuk here. The Pasuk is from the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara and the Brachas is where we keep it. So the Pasuk says, the Rambam says it must be done only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and what does the Rambam say? Why? Ki mitzion teitze soro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Okay, let's take a look for a moment at the pasuk. As a matter of fact, the Pirush on the side of the Rambam asks a good question. He says that when Tomar says, it's an Allah Ches, Perek Al Ches, when Tomar says, Zeh HaPasuk Ein Amora Alak Bolas Fiyas HaKadoshim Bovan, this pasuk is, why does Rambam quote the pasuk Kim Yitzin Teh Tesorah that you require Eretz Yisrael? Kim Yitzin Teh Tesorah Rashem Yerushalayim. What does it have to do with Kiddush HaKadosh? You can say everything is there. So he says, well, it's not talking about Pesach HaKadosh. So he says, Elohu kol kol Torah kula, shenema ki mitzin teik tesara. It's referring to the entire Torah. So why does the Rambam quote this when we got the Kiddush HaKadosh? He says, Vachiva afa pisha pshat moral zeh, yoel zeh apasik lonu bezeh ha'inyin shereyim akwal ha'torah. V'hol va'torah kula yotzas mishulayim, gam zeh ha'inyin yotzim mishulayim, zeh ha'nir li b'tshuva. Very difficult answer. What is that? He says, because this is a part of Torah. Everything's a part of Torah. Everything's a part of Torah. Can you see that it takes care of everything? So why this? Now the answer is very difficult. So what we want to say is, like, let's take a look at the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Let's take a look at the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Your base pasuk is like this: Adova shechaze Yeshayahu ben Olmos al Yehudi v'Shulayim. V'hoya ba'achris hayomim nachon yehar base al Hashem b'rosh shehorim v'nisa mikvaos v'nohu elof chalagoyim. V'holchu amim rabim v'omru, l'chiva nal el harad Hashem el beisa l'kei Yaakov, v'yorenu midrocho v'neelcho b'or choseh. Ki mitzion teitzei soro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. That's the pasuk. You have the same, it's in the same in Treyosa. Same, similar pasuk. So what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says like this. The pasuk says that eventually in time of Mashiach, that all the nations will come and they'll say, let's go up to the Harad Hashem, to Beis HaLakei Yaakov, to the Beis HaMikdash. The Yirenu Midrocho V'Neelcho Baruch Hashem. Which means that there'll be unanimous recognition of the Chochmas Hashem, in Klal Yisrael. Chochmas Hashem in Klal Yisrael. That's the Pasuk. And it's in the Tzad of Hashem Rishlein. According to when the Rambam mentions the Pasuk, in my opinion, he's not just mentioning the pasuk stam, because that happens to be one where halach, but because it's in line with the Rambam sheet that we mentioned before. The Kiddush HaKadosh, according to the Rambam, is more than just a ma'aseh hamitzvah, but it's actually a raw that reflects the whole kedusha and the whole chokhmah for Yisrael. You see, it's an interesting thing, but the Rambam mentions. In Hilchos Kiddush HaKadosh, he mentions in Perek Aleph, and this is Danny Wood brought it to my attention. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam has in the beginning, he says, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. Beis Din Mechashvim B'Cheshbonos Kederach Shemechashvim L'Tagnimah. So Beis Din has to work out the Cheshbonos like astronomers. Sheyodim Mekomos HaKachovim U'Mahalcham, they know the orbits of the planets and the stars. So they have to know whether in advance whether or not the Erech is going to appear on that day. So now if the Yadim come and they say something that Bezdin knows astronomically is correct, so then they Mekadosh the Chodesh. If the Yidden don't come, so then they say 29 days is, they don't come on the 30th day, so they say it's not a chodesh of 29 days, a chodesh of 30 days, and then the next chodesh starts the next day. And let's say they know astronomically it's impossible the moon should appear that night, on the night of the 30th. Ain yoshim yom shloshim. Ain mitzapim leidim. There's no sense in them, they don't wait. Vim bo eidim yodim bevada shem eid a sheker. Oshidir alem dmus levonim and ovim vein alevonim havados. So then they know the eidim are lying, or else the eidim made a mistake. So Bezdin is halacha that Bezdin must know astronomy. In order to test with their astronomical knowledge, the astronomical knowledge is part of the chakiris eidim. So they reject the eidim based on their astronomical knowledge. Now, all of a sudden, the Rambam, the next halacha, starts off, halacha Zion, mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah are based in sheyachshuvu v'yedu in yirah ha-yirecha lo yirah. What does that mean, mitzvahs asei? He just said before, Bezdin has to know the astronomically when the whether or not these Edom are telling the truth. So that's no. Now, what does that mitzvah say? Min ha-Torah are based in sheyachshuvu v'yedu in yirah ha-yirecha lo. What does that have to do with it? Of course they have to know. What, all of a sudden the Rambam in Halacha Zion wakes up like it's a new thing. He didn't mention it before. But he already mentioned the Halacha. So what's the answer? The answer is that Bezdin has to know astronomy for 2 reasons. Bezdin has to know astronomy, reason number one, is because of the practicality. But there's another Halacha. There's a Halacha that it's a mitzvah on Bezdin to study astronomy. To know the astronomy per se. That's a halacha in Beis Din itself. It's a kiyum in Beis Din. It's a halacha in Beis Din. The Beis Din is mechuyev to have you involve themselves in the knowledge of astronomy. You see? That's why the Rambam says like this. It's interesting. The Rambam says, Ein mechashvin v'kovin chodoshim u'ma'abrim shonim ela beretz Yisrael. Shenema, kimitziyam pei tesoro dvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Rambam says that the halacha is that the halacha is that Beis Din can only be mechashev the cheshbon in Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference whether mechashev the cheshbon? If the cheshbon is just in order to know whether the Edom are telling the truth or not, so why do they have to do it in Eretz Yisrael? They can mechashev the cheshbon outside of Eretz Yisrael. As long as they have the knowledge, it's a matter of fact. So what's the answer? So the answer is because. It's a halacha, it's a kiyum in Beis Din. This is a separate halacha of knowledge of the astronomy. It's a separate kiyum in Beis Din that Beis Din must engage and involve themselves in astronomy. That's a separate halacha in Beis Din. That they must have that knowledge. By the way, that's why the Rambam says, Vimhoyo, I forgot to mention one point, that the fact that it's toe-face, let's go back to the halacha aspect for a moment. We wanted to say it's toe-face to Sanhedrin. It's toe-face to Sanhedrin. That's why you have halacha. Vimo yadam gadol b'chokma v'nismach beretz Yisrael v'yotzal l'chutz l'oretz v'al lohimiach beretz Yisrael k'moso harezeh mechashev v'kaveh chadoshim amah b'shanam l'chutz l'oretz. So if the halacha is, if you have a gadol b'chokma that left Eretz Yisrael and he's a nismach, so he could be mechashev chadoshim l'chutz l'oretz. Vim no de lo shenase beretz Yisrael adam gadol k'moso v'ein tzarech loma gadol mimenu harezeh oslik v'ol abeh Why is that so? What's the difference? And Muslims, and now there's somebody bigger than Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is that it's toe-face. The halacha is it's toe-face to Sanhedrin Sheba Eretz Yisrael. So if they leave Eretz Yisrael, but they're going to come back, there's nobody else there, so then it's toe-face them. But if there's somebody bigger or as big in Eretz Yisrael, so it's immediately toe-face to Sanhedrin Eretz Yisrael. That's the halacha of Tofes. Since if there is somebody that's just as great in Eretz Yisrael, so it will be Tofes him. You see. But if there's nobody else there, and then he left Eretz Yisrael, then it's Tofes him. Because since he was a somach from Eretz Yisrael, and he left, but it's just a temporary thing, he left Eretz Yisrael, so it will be Tofes that person. But if there's somebody superior who's in Eretz Yisrael, it will be Tofes him. That's the halacha that I mentioned before, of Sanhedrin, the Torah, to tell us a characteristic of the Klal Yisrael. Okay. What is this halacha of the Kedushas? What is this halacha over here that Beis Din must study the Cheshbonos? that Bezdin must study the Cheshbonos. Okay. So that halacha, what I want to say that halacha is, it's a halacha in Kedushas Yisrael. It's a halacha in Kedushas Yisrael. How is the Kedushas Yisrael expressed primarily through the, it's toface, the halacha primarily is toface the Sanhedrin. Okay. Now it's an interesting halacha. The Rambam says in Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Yirala, he says like this: Lefishi Almanu Behalachos Elu Shebased in Hayu Machashvin Bedikav VYodim Yemiroi Rechem Lo Yeroa. Okay, Yadanu. We know Shekol Misheruho Nechona VLibo Toiv LeDivrei Achachmos VLamar Alasodos. So we know from this. Listen to Lashon Rambam. We know from this that anyone who has a high spirit and loves Chochma and to understand the fundamental principles, Yis'ave Leida Osen Hadrochem Shema Chashvim Baham, will have a love and a desire to know the astronomy, to understand the astronomy. Acheyeda Adam in Yeroh Yereach Belel Zeh Lo Yeroh. Will have a natural Chochem. What does he even know? What is he going to do with it? What is what I'm talking about? It's a separate Allah that Bezdin must be Mechashvim the Tzkufas HaMazals. Bezdin must know the astronomy. No. You see, it's a halacha, not that, it's not a practical halacha. It's a halacha in Kedushas Yisrael that Bezdin's mechuyif to study and to know astronomy. And that's why? Because that represents the perfection of Klal Yisrael. That they understand and they know the astronomy. That's why the Rambam says, since the halacha is that Bezdin is mechashev, so we yodanu, from this we know. Shekol mi sheruch on echona v'luibo toiv v'chachma v'lamo v'yisos yisava leido osan adrochus v'machashim v'ayim. You see, if Kedushas Yisrael is based on the knowledge of astronomy, that Sanhedrin has to study astronomy, you see from this that this represents a perfection of mankind. That what? That a person, a perfected individual, must have the desire to engage in the knowledge of astronomy, astronomical knowledge. It's like this. The darkei acheshbon yesh be machlokes gedolos ben chachmei adonim akadmonim shechot ko acheshbon atkufos vagematrios. Vanashim chachom gedol nishtabshu behem and esnamo behem dvorim lenoldu lem sveikis. This is something which is a very abstract point, and many chachom never understood it. The yesh mishibdikek harbe velo toga bederach hanachono becheshbon riyas arreach. Elatzol b'mayim adirim v'helach echeres b'yoda. Many people tried to investigate the area and they didn't understand it. They dove down in deep waters and they came up with a piece of pottery. Lefi orach hayom and verov abedikos vachakiros nodu lemiktus achonon darke cheshbon zeh. But now he says, due to the length of days in the study of astronomy, so now the cheshbon is known. And then he goes through, then he's like this. Then he says, because of this, the Rambam explains why he's going to explain the next prakim, all the astronomy. And because of this, it's very fitting in my eyes to explain the method of this cheshbon, so it should be prepared for a person that wants to, that has a desire to understand this. Then the Rambam says, don't think these are small things because we don't need them as manazeh, because as manazeh we go according to the cheshbon hamtzoi, which is the calendar. She'elu hadrochim rechokim v'amukim. What kind of answer did Rambam say? You don't need it as manazeh, so it's unimportant. He says, no, because these things are very deep. What does it mean it's very deep? V'hu soda ibu shahayu chachomim magdolim yodim oso. Vein mosin oso v'choladam. Ela l'smukim nevonim. He says. So the Rambam says, you see what does the Rambam mean? Because really the halacha is, what the Rambam is saying is that this represents perfection. It represents the perfection of man, and that's why the Sanhedrin is mechuyev to investigate and involve themselves in this astronomy. So don't think this is unimportant because it's not practical, the Rambam says. Because it's not a matter of practicality. It's a matter of Kedushas Ha'odom, Kedushas Klal Yisrael. So therefore every person should have a desire and should be involved in understanding these ideas. And the Rambam says, so the Rambam continues, and he says, "Avol zeh acheshbon b'zman hazeh she'ein bezdin l'kvo al pi ariyah shanam achashbon bo hayom." He says, this cheshbon, the calendar, afilu tinoka shebeis rabban magin at sofo b'shloshav arba yolim. Even kids can understand this in 3 or 4 days. Just understanding of the calendar, the cheshbon. I'm sorry, this is nothing. But what a person should try to do is to understand the whole cheshbon of the astronomical calculations and how you know this. It's tremendous chokhmah to figure out where it is, the distances and the orbits. You know, you need the science of astronomy, of geometry, in order to understand it. The Rambam appreciated the beauty of the sciences, how a human being can understand the yirea, which is very far from the earth, and nevertheless in the sun, thousands or hundreds of thousands of miles, and you still can understand exactly, precisely how it works. And man, the ability of man, even though he's on this planet, but with his mind, his mind can soar, and he can understand the distances in the whole universe. His mind can span the universe. That's why the Rambam says it's important for everybody to engage themselves in astronomy. So you see that the knowledge of astronomy isn't simply a practical thing in Bezdin, but it's a kiyum in Bezdin. It's a kiyum in Bezdin, and it's halacha that Bezdin is the one that must have this knowledge. That's the Rambam mentions in the second parak of Rosh Hashanah. So the Rambam mentions over there that the Soda Ibra is given to Moshe Rabbeinu. He says the Chachamim, even in his day, didn't know exactly the precise moment of when the Yireach begins, the precise moment they didn't know. He says this Soda Ibra was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Soda Ibra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to Moshe Rabbeinu, to know the exact calculation. Where did the Rambam get this from? The Rambam got it from the Pasuk. It's a Pasuk of Vaschana. Ki hi chachmaschem uvinaschem la'enei ha'amim. So Chazal say, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that a person, kol mi shi, the Gemara says two quotes in Shabbos, in Dafayin Ha'amarala. Kol mi shi yadei l'chashev t'kufas mazolas v'ena choshev, a person that understands the t'kufas mazolas and isn't choshev t'kufas, all of ha'kasav omer. That's Paul yadei lo bito maise yadei lo ro. He's a person that has no interest in God's chachma. Then the Gemara says, minayin shechiyav shekolam shechayav odon l'chashev t'kufas mazolas shenema. Hi chachmaschem uvinaschem la'enei ha'amim. So you see, this represents that Klal Yisrael has to engage themselves in knowledge and astronomical knowledge, and this represents the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, that they have Chachmas Hashem. Chachmas Hashem insofar as physics is concerned, and Chachmas Hashem insofar as the Torah is concerned. That's the Chi of Ansanegri. Astronomy is the universal means. What does it mean by science astronomy? It means knowledge of the universe. It's the largest area of knowledge that man can have. All encompassing, most all encompassing. It changes throughout the generations. In time of the Rambam, there was the astronomy with knowledge of the orbits, and then you had Kepler and Copernicus and Newton. But now it's astrophysics now. But it means the knowledge of the universe. That's what it means. What? Yeah, relativity is important. Relativity is part of the whole system. Knowledge of astronomy means knowledge of the universe. As man progresses, the greatest total picture of the universe is what the field of the knowledge is. In the Rambam's day, it was astronomy. And then it developed, and now it's astrophysics. But it means, that's what it means. It means the knowledge of the universe. That's what it means. Okay. Ki chachmaschem v'naschem l'enei ha'amim. Okay. Yes. You need to find a corroboration for this concept. As the pasuk is, we're saying the pasuk ki chachmaschem v'naschem l'enei ha'amim, that's the pasuk that the Rambam is using. The Rambam, that's a key in the Kedushas Yisrael, that the Jews, that Sanhedrin has to be, and it's not just the halacha, by the way, it's not just since it's halacha and Sanhedrin, the Rambam says, it shows its perfection of man, therefore every Jew is high of to understand this. If he can, Mishin Nesol, I found an unbelievable corroboration for this idea from a Rashi in Shir HaShirim. The Rashi in Shir HaShirim is like this. It says, Tzavorech Zion Hey, Tzavorech Kemigdal Hashem, Einayich, Berechos Becheshbon, Al Shabbos Rabban. Speaking about the beauty of Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, Einayich, Kebrechos Asher Becheshbon, Hamoshchos Mayim. Kein Einayich, Al Shabbos Rabban. Rashi is like this. Chachomayich, Yochachonim. Kishahim Yoshvim Bishari Yerushalayim Ho'ir Bas Rabas Om Asukim Becheshbon Tekufos Umazolos Chochmosom Uvinosom Le'enei Ha'amim Moshkos Kebrechos Ma'am. Okay? Right? So who's it? So the Rambam, so Rashi ties it to Sanhedrin. Chochmosom Uvinosom Le'enei Ha'amim. That's what Rashi said. He says, Chachamayach, Yochachomim, Chachmei Yisroel, Kishen Yoshim, Bishari Yisholayim, Ayir Bas Rabbasam, Asukim Bechezbon, Tufas Mazolot, and they're studying astronomy. Chokmosam, Uvinosam, Wa'enei Ha'amim, Moshkos Kibrechas Mayim. So you see that the definition of Sanhedrin is, what is Sanhedrin? The definition of Sanhedrin is that Sanhedrin represents the essence of Kedushas Klal Yisrael, and they represent perfection of Adam, and insofar as they are Sanhedrin, it's a kiyum and a chiyur for them, a chiyur and a kiyum in Sanhedrin to be mechashev tekufas umazalos. That's the Ram. Mitzvah sasei, the Ram says on the Sanhedrin, to be mechashev tekufas umazalos. It's a kiyum in the Shem Sanhedrin. A chiyur and a kiyum in Sanhedrin. That they're mechuyev to study and involve themselves in astronomy, because this reflects the essence of Kedushas Klal Yisrael, that the Chachmei Yisrael know the Chachmas Hashem from the universe and Chachmas Hashem from Torah. Okay. The chalula that God should allow the She'eris HaUmah to be lost and not to have Eretz Yisrael, not to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph. Lamed Dalet. Koram Hashem, Nosin Shemesh Laor Yomom Chukos Yoreach V'Kochovim Laor Loila Roga Hayom Vayemu Galav Ar Hashem Tzvakos Yomar. Alright? In Yemushu Achukum Eilem Ufonai Num Hashem Gam Zer Yisrael Yish Besumi Yoz Goy Lafonai Kol Hayomim. Koram Hashem, In Mimadi Shomayim Umalo V'Yachokum Os Deorot Lomoto Gamani Emas Pechol Zer Yisrael Al Asher Osun Num Hashem. So you see, so what does the pasuk say? The pasuk, of course, defines it. Oh, Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. What is Hashem Tzvakos Shemo? It's Koram Hashem Nosi Shemesh Lo Yom on Chukos Yireach V'Kochovim Lo Loila. Roga Yom Vayem Ugalav. It means the God that is the God over the entire universe, all the Chokhmah in the universe. That's Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. That's why Sanhedrin is mechuyev to know astronomy. That's really that's the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the universe. Then you have an interesting thing. The pasuk says, and Chazal learn on the pasuk. The pasuk says like this. Further on in the Lamed Gimel. Kama Hashem Teferu es Brisi Hayom ves Brisi Alolo Vilti Hayos Yom Velayla Bitam Gam Brisi Sufar es David Avdi Miyos Lo Bein Molech Al Kisal. Okay. So God equates the laws of nature to the law of Klal Yisrael, established as a part of the law of nature. And that's the pasuk before, that the Klal Yisrael will never be lost. It's a part of the laws of the Bria, Then the pasuk. No, you that you have to have Klal Yisrael. The pasuk, I guess. Pasuk Kofei. Koram Hashem in lo brisi yom v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samtim. What does it mean in lo brisi yom v'layla? So Rashi quotes the Chazal. It says like this. He says, Rabbi Sina Doshio, the plain shot is the Yefshah Shalai Yiskayim Abris, Shekarati Leon Valayla, the Yosbitan, the Yefshah Shalai Shemayim Lars Nibatl, Kilo something. Gamzer Abdi. Okay. Rabbi Sina Doshio, Leim Bris Atora, Lomo Mikan, Shebishvil Atora, Nivru Shemayim Lars. And Lo Brisi Yomo Valayla, Chuko Shemayim Lars or something. It means that because of the Bris Atora, because of the halachic system, that's why the laws of the universe were created. Okay. So now, the halacha, what is the, so what is the halacha of Kiddush, Kiddush HaChodesh, really? The halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh, that's why it has to be Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Eidim. And that's why the Rambam was so vehemently against Sadi Goyen's Shita, because Sadi Goyen's Shita was the base in his Mekadesh without Eidim. Because what is the halacha? The question, you have to ask a question really over here. Since Bezdin knows the astronomy, so what kind of a goddess Eidim is this? The Eidim are just telling the Bezdin things that they know already. Now what's the answer? The answer is because the astronomical knowledge plays a role, the astronomical knowledge plays a role, but the Kviyas HaBezdin has to be through the halachic system. And the halachic system is Vias Eidim. Is Vias Eidim. So that's the Pasuk Imlo Brisi Yomam V'Layla Chukos Shemayim V'Oretz Lo Santi. As a matter of fact, it's a halacha of the subordination of the universal laws to the halachic system. Imlo Brisi Yomam V'Layla Chukos Shemayim V'Oretz Lo Santi. The subordination of the Chachmas Olokim in the Bria is subordinated to the halachic reality, to the halachic reality, and that's why the Kiddush HaChodesh is dependent upon the halachic reality. That's why afilu shogigim, afilu anusim, even if they make a mistake, the halacha is once the Kiddush HaChodesh takes place, the halachic reality prevails over the astronomical reality. And with that, another question is answered. Why? Because the Rambam, because we say that this man sheyesh Sanhedrin, so Kiddush is al pi Ariya. Kiddush is al pi Ariya. So, is Kiddush al pi Ariya. So, the question is, Kiddush al pi Ariya is only on those months when the Eidim come. But let's say the Eidim don't appear. So then what happens? If the Eidim don't appear, so then the next month is simply Kavuah by itself. So why is every month considered, why is that considered Kiddush al pi Ariya? Kiddush al pi Ariya should only be on those months that doesn't make out. What's the answer? The answer is because a month can either be 29 days or 30 days. In the absence of the halachic reality of Eidim, then the month becomes 30 days. So really the system is, the halacha is that the astronomical system must be subordinated to the halachic, to the halachic system. So the reason why you don't have a month al pi Kiddush Eidim is why you have it, and you have a month a Chodesh Me'ubar is in the absence of the, so in the absence of the Eidim. So the 30-day month represents the subordination, the fact that the whole system is subordinate. Primarily, it's Kiddush Eidim. That's what the Rambam even says, that the Eidim come at the end of the month and they say they made a mistake, so you go back and you change it. And wherever you can have Kiddush al pi Eidim through the halachic reality, that's what we do. So Kiddush HaChodesh, Kviyas HaChodeshim, Bizman Sanhedrin, means that in the system of being Kovei HaChodeshim, there's a priority to the halachic, priority is given to the halachic Kviyas, which means through the Eidim. In the absence of the halachic Kviyas, then the Chodesh, of course, third day Chodesh always, that's the, you always have third day Chodesh, it's automatic. According to the Maskam, I understand why I have to mention this word, because you're going to tell me that he wants to tell you the nature of the Kviyas Mo'adim. Nekar Yisrael is Mo'adim. But in the Havamim, with the Gemara thought, it's Chos Min B'Shnayim, it's two different things, Yisrael and Zmanim, so why do you have to mention Yisrael? The answer is, it's 100% proof for the Rambam that Zmanim is not just a halacha, but it represents the whole tradition of Yisrael. That's why, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara knew that you must mention the Kaddish Yisrael Zmanim. The Gemara says it's two separate things. The Gemara says it's not really two separate things, because it's tight, because Yisrael and the Kaddish Zmanim is not really two separate things. But the fact is, you must mention Kiddush HaSwar by Kriyat Mo'adim and by Rosh HaKodesh. That reflects the essence of the Kiddush HaSwar, that is the nature. I mean, what's going to happen? The Rambam in the Geras Kema where he gives a remez for when Mashiach is going to come. So he says, he quotes the pasuk, "Ka'es ye'amal le'Yakov le'Yisrael ma po'al kol." So the pasuk means, "Ki lo kesem bi'Yakov lo nachash bi'Yisrael." It means, what does it mean to say? And it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. It means to say that the greatness of means the greatness of Klal Yisrael is that they aren't mystics. They're not involved in what the rest of the world is involved in. Nachash and Ksomim and nonsense. What did God do? What's the Pulas Hashem? There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, it's quoted Gemara quotes the pasuk in Rosh Hashanah, that says that anyone that believes the whole concept, anyone that believes the nonsense of the astrology, the pasuk says that he has no place in my soul. B'sod Hashem lo yavah. B'sod Hashem lo yavah. And Chazal said, wasn't B'sod Hashem lo yavah? Zeh Sod HaYibor. So the Soda Yibor reflects that the whole universe works according to Chachmas Hashem. That's what it is. Like. Against all the nonsense of the astrology and Umos HaOlam that believe in all kinds of mystical things that don't exist, Klal Yisrael stands apart, that they love and desire Chachmas Hashem in the universe and Chachmas Hashem in the Torah. That's the halacha, that's the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. That's why the halacha is that it must be only in Eretz Yisrael. Why only in Eretz Yisrael? Because Eretz Yisrael over here, really, what is Kedusha of Klal Yisrael have to do with Eretz Yisrael? Trumas and Maishas have to do with Eretz Yisrael. If something grows from the ground, and the ground is Kedusha, so you have Trumas and Maishas. But what does Kiddush HaChodesh have to do with the land? There's nothing to do with the land. Well, what's the answer? The answer is because it has to do with the land insofar as Kedushas Yisrael is concerned. Because Kedushas Yisrael and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael are tied together. That's the whole Bris Avram. The Bris Avram was that he will establish him as a nation and give him the land. That's mentioned openly in the Bris between the Kaddish Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu. With regard to the Bris Milah. So when the Sabbath says Mavarecha, Eretz Canaan. So the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is a part of Kedushas Klal Yisrael. That's why it must be Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Rambam brings down the Halacha that it must be in Eretz Yisrael after he brings down the Halacha of mitzvah sasei, mitzvah sasei min atar zalocha zayin, al bezin sheyachashu yedim yirei rechem lo yirav, shirish sasei mat sheyachashu v'chodesh, and then, halocha ches, in mechashu in kovim chodesh ma'am v'shalem, ela ba'etz Yisrael, ki mitziyam te tesor zah Hashem Yerushalayim, kedushas Yisrael. The same thing is true with regard to smicha. Halocha smicha must be in Eretz Yisrael. Why must smicha? Both the masmich and the musmach must be in Eretz Yisrael. But why must it be in Eretz Yisrael? Because it reflects Kedushas Yisrael. Now it's interesting, it's very interesting, but the Rambam says, what Eretz Yisrael is considered Eretz Yisrael with regard to Smith? Which Eretz Yisrael is considered Eretz Yisrael with regard to Smith? So let's look at this in my attention. The Rambam says that the Eretz Yisrael, it's in Sanhedrin, Perek Dalel Halacha Vav. He says, "V'chol Eretz Yisrael she'achziku ba'olim Mitzrayim miyulasnich." Which Eretz Yisrael is it? The Eretz Yisrael of Olim Mitzrayim. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos mentions in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, so the Rambam mentions that what is Eretz Yisrael? So he says, the kedusha rishona of Eretz Yisrael was really bucket. He says, "Kol she'achziku olim Mitzrayim perak alfalachehei v'niskadish kedusha rishona kibush shegalu bucket kedusha." He says, when is the Kedusha Yisrael? What is the Kedusha Yisrael that exists today? He says, "Kivan shalom bnei agol v'chzikim mitzvah saaretz kedusha kitshua kedusha shniyah ha'medes la'ola l'shaita v'lasid lava." So the ole bavel, whatever they were machzikim, they were makadosh Eretz Yisrael forever. But the first Kedusha of the Olei Mitzrayim is not a Kedusha forever. So therefore, Trumas and Maishas and Noid is Manazer is based on the Kedushas, the Kedusha Shniyah, the Kedusha of the Olei Bavel, not Kedusha of Olei Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, with regard to Smicha, what does it depend upon? The Kedusha of the Olei Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Kedusha of the Olei Mitzrayim is really the Kedusha of the Bris, the land that was given to Klal Yisrael, the Bris Avram, that they were masik. They realized the Bris Avram. That's the Kedusha. Even though it's butl insofar as Trumas and Maisres is concerned, but it still exists insofar as Kedusha Yisrael is concerned. That part of Canaan which was given to Avram Avinu, which was promised to Avram Avinu, that Kedusha was never butl. What kind of a Kedusha is it? It's part of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Part of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Even though they lost it to Kedusha, it's only insofar as the halachas mitzvah sefuris ba'aretz that loses this Kedusha. But insofar as Kedusha is Klal Yisrael, it never loses Kedusha. It always remains a Chal Hashem. Tumas. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Eretz Yisrael Amor B'chol Makom Hi Ba'aretz Shekiv Shem Melech Yisrael Novi Midas Rov Yisrael V'zeh Nikon Kedush Rav. אבל יוחם יסום משפחה או שבט שאוכל וטוב שלו עצמו מקום אפילו מן האורץ אפילו מן האורץ שניתנו לאברום אינו נקרא ארץ ישראל כדי שינהגו בו כל המצוות אז מה מה כדי שינהגו בו כל המצוות למה should have said יוחם ישראל ומשפחה או שבט שאוכל וטוב שלו עצמו מקום אפילו מן האורץ שניתנו לאברום אבינו אינו נקרא ארץ ישראל no אינו נקרא ארץ ישראל כדי שינהגו בו כל המצוות. It means to say, insofar as mitzvos are knowable, takuas, bakuas, ba'aretz, that's nothing. The fact that it was given to Avram. But there is something of the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael that was given, that was promised to Avram. The pasuk kumis alech ba'aretz la'orko l'rachbot l'chot nena. And the Tirgim Rishami, Ramban says, and the Tirgim Rishami says, that it means that he made a king and a chazak in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't just the water, he walked up and back in the land. It wasn't a stam of miser. It means that there was a chalos. What was the chalos? There's a chalos kedushas Eretz Yisrael in Sefer the Nagei kedushas Yisrael, Tzikim kedushas Yisrael. That's why smicha and kedusha chodesh, which is not a mitzvah sefuris ba'aretz, but which is a mitzvah. The reason why it needs Eretz Yisrael is because of kedushas Klal Yisrael is dependent upon the Olei Mitzrayim. It's not dependent upon the Olei Bavel, the kedushas ha'aretz, which is Nagei at the Trumas and Maisers. That's a different kedusha. And there's another halacha. Halacha mentions the Rambam mentions in, by Shmita in the end of Shmita V'Yovel, where the Rambam mentions that Shevet Levi is not allowed to take a part in the land of in Eretz Yisrael. Shevet Levi can't have a part in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam mentions that he says, I think he says, Yeruah Li, that it seems to me that this is only with regard to the land that was given over to. Yerali Shein Avramur, a parak shoot the yellow parak, he's going to look it up. Yerali Shein Avramur, Melo Be'oret, Shenichrasa Aleo Bris La'avram Le'Yitzchak Le'Yakov, Le'Yershua B'Neyem V'Nitzchal Kolayim. He says that this halacha, the Levi can't take a part of Eretz Yisrael, was only with regard to the land that was involved in the Bris Avram Yitzchak Le'Yakov. Aval Shor Kol Aratzah Shekov Eish Melo Fumach Yisrael, Hari Akonim Valvim Bosin Aratzah Be'Bizosin Kuchol Yisrael. So the rest of the land, even a coin or a Levi can own the land. It's a different, so you see clearly in the Ram, and from the Ram, there was a separate Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, a Kedushas Nachala. The Kedushas Nachala, that's what it says, the Zos Harsha Shayin Chalu Lahem, all the Pasu, all the Pasu, all the Pasu, all this is Nachala. What's the Nachala? How could it be Nachala if they didn't get it yet? What's the Nachala? The answer is the Nachala is from Avon Zinu. Kumis Alach Baras L'Orta L'Rachba was the Chazaka. It was a Chazaka. It wasn't a Chazaka insofar as Choshe Mishpah is concerned. Was a chazak insofar as Kedusha Sa'aretz is concerned. And that's why the halacha that a Levi can't have a part in Eretz Yisrael is only the nagei of those lands that were involved in the Bris Avram. So you see, the lands, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, of Bris Avram, is halacha in Kedusha Sa'aretz Yisrael. The only thing is that insofar as smicha is concerned, it's not enough. It had to be kafshua Olei Mitzrayim. Why? Because the Olei Mitzrayim, when they were machzik, they realized the Bris Avram. It has to be the land in which the Bris Avram was realized. So if the Olei Mitzrayim didn't, because the pasuk says, "Kamakam Shetigach Taf Raglechem Lachot Nena," that's the Minamidbar or Avonon. The pasuk says that the Bris will be realized. The Bris Avram will be realized. So wherever the Olei Mitzrayim went and they realized the Bris Avram, that kedusha of the realization of the bris Avraham remains forever with Klal Yisrael, and the halachas of smicha are benageit that aspect of Eretz Yisrael, and the same thing with halachas of kedusha.
Once more, Hilchos
Kiddush HaChodesh is an interesting halacha. Oh, by the way, with regard to Eretz Yisrael, another thing I remember. The Minchas Chinuch brings down, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, he mentions like this. He says that the halacha that if you can't be ma'aba chadash in Eretz Yisrael, you can do it in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara learns that the Yishami learns that from Yirmiyo, Yecheskel, and Baruch ben Neriah, because they were after the first Korban and before the second in the bias. It says because they Ibru b'Chutz La'aretz. So the question is like this, though. The question is that how could they do it in Eretz Yisrael? Is a good question. Yes, but how could they do it in Eretz Yisrael? How could they do it? And so it says you see that they could do it in Chutz La'aretz. But the question, yes, it's a very good question. But the fact was that after that, the Kedusha Rishonah was bubble. The Kedusha Rishonah was bubble. So how can you say they did it in Chutz La'aretz? There was no Eretz Yisrael at the time altogether. So maybe the halacha is when there's no Eretz Yisrael, so then you could do it anywhere. But the Yishami used this as a raya that you could do it in Chutz La'aretz. But there was no Chutz La'aretz at that time, because the Kedusha Rishonah was bottled. Like the Rambam says, the moment they lost the Kibush, so that was it. So what kind of Chutz La'aretz? The answer is like we're saying. The answer is there was no Kedusha Rishonah insofar as Mitzvah Sakuris Baretz, because the Chazaka was gone, the Kibush was gone. But insofar as Kedusha Yisrael, the Bris Avraham, the land that I was promised Avraham Yisrael Yaakov, that Kedusha was never bottled. And the Kiddush HaChodesh is dependent upon that Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, not the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael of Shemus and Maishas. That's a different Kedusha. The Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael bin Nogea Kedusha's Klal Yisrael. That was the Chazaka of Pumas HaSalach Baruch Orta L'Rachba. It was the Chazaka bin Nogea Kedusha's Klal Yisrael. That can never be removed.
Okay.
Another interesting halacha with regard to Kiddush HaChodesh. With regard to Kiddush HaChodesh, the halacha is you must have, the Nasi must be there. The Nasi must be there.
Achakach, Ram Peg Bez Halacha Ches, Vachkach, Achashik Tiskayim Ha'edis, Rosh Bez Noma Mekudish, V'chol Ha'amona Machrov Mekudish Mekudish.
Alright?
Dalar Halacha Tes, Eim Ma'abim Es Hashana El Bim Zumonim Lo. Ketzad, Yoma Rosh Bez Na Gadol Aponi Aponi Men Sanhedrin Ayim Zumonim Mokam Ploni. And then he says like this: Ubekam Abrinasom Maschilim B'Shloisha Dayanim Meklas Sanhedrin Gomi Shesom Chosan Amr Shnaya. Yeah. Says in Halacha Yud, V'tzarch Shehei Rosh Bez Nagodol Shehu Rosh Yeshiva Shel Echad V'Shishim Meklal Hashiva. So you must have the Rosh of Yeshiva. And so far as Kiddush Shacharis is also true, but there was a takana that they basically Halacha Yud Kiddush Shacharis also something. You must have Midaraisa. Mikra Din. You must have the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. You must have the Rosh of the Sanhedrin. But the Stakash of the Zakai was that even without the Rosh Sanhedrin you could do it. But basically Mikra Din, you must have the Rosh Sanhedrin, so there's a Kusser. Rashi says on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, he says like this, in the Mishnah, Amar Bishim HaKach, what does Adich HaKach, Shafil Rosh Beis Mechol Mokom, Shalo Yiyu Eidem Hochol El Mokom Avad. So he says like this, Kisnam Bepirkin Leo, Rosh Beis Noma Mekudish, Yafin Mekroi. So the Gemara says that you must have, the Gemara left of Dalai Lama says you must have the Rosh Beis Din. Rosh Beis Din on the Kiddush, for hold on, on the Nachra of the Kiddush, the Kiddush. Menon Amili, Amar Abchia Bar Gamda, Amar Yitzma Shom, Amar Rebbe, Amar Krov, Aydab Moshe Mar Esmore Ere Shem, Mikan, she Rosh Beis Din on the Kiddush. So you must have Rosh Beis Din. Why must you have Rosh Beis Din over here? So the answer is you must have Rosh Beis Din because it's a halacha of Horah, and Kedushas Yisrael, the Rosh Beis Din is the God Lador. That's what the Rambam says in Sanhedrin. That who is the Rosh Beis Din? He's the Nasi. The Nasi. The Nasi is the God Lador. So over here, since the Kiddush HaChodesh represents Kedushas Yisrael, so you can't do it without the God Lador. You must have the God Lador. Must be there. You must have the Nasi. You must have the Nasi. It's the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael insofar as our law is concerned, and the God Lador has to be a part of it. Ordinarily in Sanhedrin you don't have to have the God Lador. The Nasi is not the Yisrael, Bez and Shalai and Aleph, and that's it. They can operate without the Nasi. But over here you must have the Nasi. Okay. What kind of a Kedusha is this really? What kind of a Kedusha is this? It's really a Kedusha of Horah. It's a Kedusha of Horah. That's the nature of the Kedusha. It's a Kedusha of Horah.
And that's why it's Tofes, the Sanhedrin. It's Tofes, the Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin Agadol. It's Tofes, the Sanhedrin Agadol. And in the absence of the Sanhedrin Agadol, the Rambam says, you see, that's why now we understand something else. The question we asked a few questions on the Rambam. One question we asked on the Rambam was, the Rambam had such a nice halacha l'moshe m'sinai. What was bothering the Rambam? He had a halacha l'moshe m'sinai like this, that this man, she gave Sanhedrin, she gave Sanhedrin, she gave Sanhedrin, she gave Sanhedrin, so what do you do? So you go according to the calendar. Fine. Why did the Rambam have to introduce in the Yad and in the Sefer Mitzvahs the idea that he says, don't make the mistake and think that this calendar is any good, it's not worth anything. It's only a Gilui Milsa and it's only dependent upon the Beis Din Sheba Eretz Yisrael. What do you have to say that for? It's simple. Look how much we've seen it. Does man change Beis Din Sheba Eretz Yisrael work according to the year calendar? What's the answer? The answer is the Rambam had to say this. Because the Rambam held that the mitzvah, Kiddush HaChodesh, is the mitzvah that reflects the Kiddusha of the entire Kol Yisrael. It's impossible to say that a calendar is going to do it without a Gavra Mekadosh. It's impossible to have Kiddush HaShoshua without a Gavra. So therefore, if you're going to say that that's why the Rambam says, if there were no people in Eretz Yisrael, there would be no Kiddush HaChodesh. Because since Kiddush HaChodesh reflects the whole entity, the whole essence of Kiddushas Kol Yisrael, Kiddushas Kol Yisrael must have a Gavra Mekadosh. You can't say it's Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai, that there's Manchi Yesh Sanhedrin Yesh Kiddushas Yisrael, but Manchi Yesh Sanhedrin, the Kachin Api HaChesh. One, and what the Cheshbon is going to be a Gavra Mekadosh, the Cheshbon is going to reflect the Kiddushas Yisrael. It's impossible. That's why the Rambam says, I want to make this clear. In Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, in the end of Perek Hey, he says, I want to make this clear that this which we mention and we say in our towns that we know that this day is Rosh Chodesh and that day is the Yontif, he says, has nothing to do with the calendar, per se. It's only that through the calendar we know that the B'nai Yisrael is Rosh Chodesh. Because the halacha is you require a Gavra Mekadosh. Since this is Kedushas Yisrael, it can't be otherwise. Okay? Now the question is, since it's Kedushas Yisrael, we identify it's a halacha like this. That it's halacha and Beis Din. But not just halacha and Beis Din that Beis Din is given over to Beis Din, but it's halacha that it's Tofes Beis Din. It's a Kiyum and a Chiyuv in Beis Din. It's a Kiyum in Beis Din. And what is the Kiyum? The nature of the Kiyum? The nature of the Kiyum is the Kiyum of Kedushas Yisrael. That's the nature of the Kiyum. And what type of a Kedushas Yisrael is it? What reflects Kedushas Yisrael? Hora reflects Kedushas Yisrael. So Bizmanshi Yesh Sanhedrin, it is one form of Hora. The Hora then works with Eidim. But Bizman HaZeh, the question we have to ask is there Horah Bizman HaZeh or is there no Horah Bizman HaZeh? So what's the answer? That's why I have a whole sugya in the beginning of Avodah Zarah that speaks about the question of a person goes to a Dayan and one Dayan's Matir, another Dayan is Oser, so the question is, who does he go like? And then the halacha is that if he went to one Chacham Aser in certain cases, if it wasn't a mistake, so then he has no right to be, he can't be Matir anymore. So you see that there's halach of Horah Bizman HaZeh. There wasn't halach of Horah Bizman HaZeh, what's the whole story? And that halach is halach of the Maisa, what time Shechon Arach. So you see that Horah exists Bizman HaZeh. The Rambam not only insofar as Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, but the Rambam even mentions with regard to being mominous. The Rambam mentions. The Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Tes, in Hilchos Sanhedrin. So the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says, V'chein adin bezman hazeh, she'ein sham bezin gadol, aval yesh mekomos she'yesh bem chachomim gedolim mumchim l'rabim mekomos she'yesh bem talmidim she'en kamosan, emam amal v'nele from a component she'e ba'oretz plonis, l'ploni l'ploni ha'gadol v'nadol l'fon of bedin zeh, she'kofen es ha'lov v'hol ha'chimol. So there's tefillah to go to the Makom HaChachamim. So Kedushas Yisrael, insofar as Horah is concerned, exists even as Bizman HaZeh. It's impossible to have Kedushas Yisrael without Horah. And Horah exists even as Bizman HaZeh. There's only one difference between the Horah that exists in the time of Sanhedrin and the Horah that exists as Bizman HaZeh. The Horah in the time of the Sanhedrin is a halacha insofar as creating universals. They can create new universals. Like they can be Maven Dova, Majera Shova, Nigidimo Midos, and they can create, and they can establish universals. As the Rambam says in the Hilchos Mamre, they can establish universals. And that's the power of Sanhedrin. Or they can establish the Takanos. They establish Takanos. And with Smicha, they can be Kaveya the Psak. But after the Sanhedrin, there's Mana Zed, that we don't have any Sanhedrin, so there's a law, but it's a different kind of a law. The law is Bir Advar. Bir Advar. But once there's Bir Advar, once there's Bir, there's a Chal Hashem law. As a matter of fact, that's why if a Chacham answers, that's it, somebody else can't be Mater. Because there's a Chal Hashem, final Chal Hashem law. The final Chal Hashem law. And as a matter of fact, there's a Lachem in Yeradeya, that if a Chacham Paskin the Halacha, so in certain cases, that's it. If Sisi gave the psak, that's the halacha. There's no objection. No objection. So there's a chal Hashem harah. There's a chal Hashem harah b'zman hazeh as well. So therefore, the calendar only works. The calendar b'zman hazeh, according to the Rambam, is dependent completely on what? On the kedushas harah b'zman hazeh. Now, what I want to say is like this, to answer the Rambam. The question is, where is the Bezdin Be'eretz Yisrael? Where is the Bezdin Be'eretz Yisrael? So the answer is like this. The answer is, if you learn it's halacha that it's given over to Bezdin, you must have a substance of a Bezdin, then of course the Rambam doesn't make any sense. But the halacha, if the halacha is the way we're saying, that it's tofes, the Sanhedrin, because they're characteristic of the klal, and Kiddush, and it's dependent on Kiddushas Yisrael, and Kiddushas Eretz Yisrael is tied in with Kiddushas Yisrael. So the halacha, according to the Rambam, b'zman hazeh is that it's tofes chachomim the Eretz Yisrael. It's tofes chachme Eretz Yisrael. That's the bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. The bezdin in Eretz Yisrael that the Rambam is talking about is chachme Eretz Yisrael. But the halacha is that since Kiddushas Yisrael and Kiddushas Yisrael exist today, but the pasuk says Ki Nitzion Teitz Yisrael Dvar Hashem Yerushalayim, so it's tofes the Chachma Eretz Yisrael. Where do we see the Chachma Eretz Yisrael are really a substance? The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, that's a very well-known Rambam, the Rambam says that it seems to me that if all the Chachma Eretz Yisrael got together and they decided to bring back Smicha, so the Rambam says that we would have smicha b'zman hazeh. We would have smicha b'zman hazeh. The Rambam's Perek Dala Locha Yirala. He says, Nirin li advarim, she'im eskimu kol ha-chachom she'beret shol l'gnas dayan v'lismoch osam, ha-rei l'smuchim, v'yesh lam lodin din k'nas v'yesh lam l'smuch l'acherim. And in the end he says, v'adova tzor ha-chachom. He's not positive about it. That was one of the reasons why they said not to do it. Because they said the Rambam said Dovah Tzor HaKhefer, it wasn't positive. Even though the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos is on Hedrin, he says definitely it has to be so, because it says, Vashiva Shefech Tevar Shonu Yetzayach Kvat Kula. For the Pasuk says so. They want the Pasuk and the Pasuk, based upon the Pasuk. But others say there's no Kasher, because they want to say that since the Rambam says Eliyahu Navi will return before Mashiach, and he's a Samach Hashem Tiyish, so he would have a Lach of very Samach. I mean, it's a good argument. But at any rate, but the Ram said, Dovah Tzor HaKhefer. So therefore, that's what they want to say. But at any rate, I don't understand. But the main point is, you see from the Rambam that there's a lot of Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. So what is Chachmei Eretz Yisrael? So you see that Chachmei Eretz Yisrael still has a lot of Kimitzi and Tetzi Sarah Dvar Hashem Rishulayim, because there's a lot of, in other words, the halachic concretization of Kiddushas Yisrael takes place on the Chachamim that live in Eretz Yisrael, b'zman hazeh. Chachamim that live in Eretz Yisrael, the whole day, b'zman hazeh. It's not just that they happen to live there, but they have a halachic status. They have a halachic status. What's the halachic status? They are the Balei Horah. They're endowed with the chalos, balei horah, and they reflect Kiddushas Yisrael. They could bring back the smicha, according to the Rambam. It's possible they could bring back the smicha. And because of that, since Kiddush HaChodesh is a locha that it's based on Kiddushas Yisrael, and it's tofos, the Sanhedrin, the Torah's a characteristic of Klal Yisrael. So it's the halacha is a component of Klal Yisrael. So halacha is that Bizman HaZeh, the mitzvah's Kiddush HaChodesh is tofes Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. But they don't have to do anything. All they have to do, it's an interesting thing. This is an interesting point. Do they not have to do anything? That, it doesn't seem so. The Rambam seems to hold something they have to do. Because otherwise, they wouldn't be a concept of a Bezna HaMakadosh. There must be a Gavra HaMakadosh. Who's the Gavra HaMakadosh? The Kedushas Yisrael, there must be a Gavra HaMakadosh. Who's the Gavra HaMakadosh? The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Now, what do they do? That's what the Rambam says. Perek Hey Halacha Yud Gimel. He says, Zeshen Mechashim Bezman Zer Kolach Lecha Biro Lo Bechesni Shalomu Onu Kovim. He says, Shem Abram Shonim Vekovim Chadashim Mechutz Loretz. Ve'en on a sonfin ela al chesbon b'nei Eretz Yisrael ukvi asam. V'zeshan ha-machashvim v'gal sada b'vada kim shana yodin al chesbon z'hein sonfin. Ono machashvim leide yom shekovu bo b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Eze yom hu. Ukviyas b'nei Eretz Yisrael oso. Hu shi yil ashkodesh ayyomta. Lo m'nei chesbon shana machashvim. So what does it mean? It means to say that the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, because they use the calendar to designate when Rosh Chodesh is and when Yom Tov is, because they know, I mean, they know when Rosh Chodesh is going to be, and they know when Yom Tov is going to be, and they live according to that cheshbon. They don't have to actually verbally be Mekadosh anymore, not to verbally, but they know which day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. They live in a way that they koveya they know the cheshbon. They live according to the cheshbon of the calendar. They're living according to the cheshbon of the calendar is the kedushas of Chachmei Yisrael. So the Rambam held, that's what the Rambam held like this, the Rambam held that really Kiddush Yisrael was contingent upon Kiddush HaChodesh, Kiddush Chodashim, and Kiddush HaMoed. That's the Kiddush HaMoed. That's the essence of Kiddush Yisrael. Since Kiddush Yisrael is never buckled, there's mana there every month and every yontif. There's an actuality of an enactment of Kedushas Yisrael through the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael that go according to the calendar and are Kaveya the Chodashim and are Kaveya the Mo'adim. It's an active process every day according to the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam, that's what the Rambam held. It's impossible to say otherwise because that's the whole essence of Kedushas Yisrael. It can't be something in the past. That's why he couldn't accept the Ramban's idea. Ramban's idea was that the past Hillel, Ben Benosha, Rido, and Nasi was Kavei all the Chodashim all the way down the line, Ad Sof HaDoros. The Rambam couldn't accept such a thing, because if that was the case, it would mean that there's no active expression of Kedushas Yisrael is Man HaZeh. That's impossible. According to the Rambam, Kedushas Yisrael is alive and exists every moment that Klal Yisrael exists. Therefore, as we constantly require that the Klal Yisrael should be in the Gavra Mekadesh every month. Klal Yisrael is a Gavra Mekadosh, and the whole Kiddush Yisrael is contingent upon the fact that we are Mekadosh every month when Mekadosh the Chodashim and the Mo'adim, whenever the Mo'adim are. This concept that the idea that it's a kiyum, I just want to bring a riot to something. The idea that it's a kiyum in Kiddushas based in is a riot from the Gemara Rashanah. The Gemara Rashanah says that you can't be tokeya on Shabbos, Shecholios B'Rosh Hashanah, unless it's Bifnei Beis Din. So of course there's a famous Rif. The Rif is the only one that held it. Even his Talmidim didn't know it. The Rif held that you could be tokeya in front of his Beis Din. In front of his Beis Din. So you see that the halacha of Beis Din exists with Ma'azah. Certainly according to the Rif, because the halacha is, you can't be tokeya unless it's Bifnei Beis Din. And the Rif was to pay in his Beis Din on Shabbos Shecholios B'Rosh Hashanah. You see that the halacha of Beis Din and the halacha of Kedushas HaRoah exists even Bizman HaZeh. The only reason they argued on the Rif was because they said you need a Beis Din smucha, not because they said there's no Beis Din. Because he was the Beis Din. He was the Beis Din. But the Gemara says, and another reason why they argue on the Rif is because the Gemara says you can only do it the Beis Din Shekichu Bo HaSachodesh. The Bezin, only Bifnei Bezin Shekichu Bo HaSachodesh. That the Rif didn't hold the word Lalo. But the Rambam paskens that way. Only Bifnei Bezin Shekichu Bo HaSachodesh. Now why is it What is the importance of Bezdin Shekitcha Basachodesh? So the Ramban says it means smuchim, and you need Gimel smuchim from the Karash Achodesh. And Rashi says Bezdin that's roy in the Karash Achodesh. But the Ramban brings down Lalocha. Doesn't say Bezdin Sheroy in the Karash Achodesh. The Ramban says Bezdin Shekitcha Basachodesh. Like the Gemara says, literally. What's the pshat? Because Kiddush HaChodesh is a kiyum in the Bezdin. It's a kiyum in Bezdin. It's a kiyum in the Bezdin in the Chalos Bezdin Shel Horah. The Kiddush HaChodesh. And that's why the halacha was that it can only be tokeya, because otherwise you're concerned that they might carry. But in Bezdin, which is endowed with the Kiddushas HaRoah of Klal Yisrael, there's no problem with the over there there's no zera, but only if it's a Bezdin Shekitshubas HaChodesh, because Kiddush HaChodesh is a kiyum in Bezdin. That's why nobody accepted the Rif's Psak Halacha. But according to the Rif, you see clearly that there's a halacha of a basin, and according to the Rambam, it's dafke kitchi basachodesh. You see, kiddush achodesh is a kiyum in basin. Now, since that's the case, you could say one more thing. Now, what is the kedusha of hashodesh really? What is the kedusha of hashodesh? The Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh really is the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh is really the yomtov in which we celebrate the Chag. Is the yontif in which we celebrate the Chochmas Hashem in Kiyum HaOlam. What is the Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah? The Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah is the yontif in which we celebrate the Chochmas Hashem in Briyas HaOlam. Hayom Haras HaOlam. Hayom Haras HaOlam. That's why the halacha is that you don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Halacha is because since Rosh Hashanah represents the yomtiv of the Chachmas Hashem in Briyas Olam, it overshadows the yomtiv of Kiyum Olam. So you can extract Kiyum Olam from Briyas Olam, but in Briyas Olam, it's kolel the concept of Kiyum Olam. Okay, so now Richard Brewer mentioned a good point with regard to the fact there's a parallelism here, and that's the psukim really in Yirmiyahu. But the psukim in Yirmiyahu say that if God says that if I will destroy the laws of nature, that's when I'll destroy Klal Yisrael. It means it's impossible to happen. No b'risa yom lo tishmei shemayim v'arets lo something. It means that the Hashgachas Hashem prevails over the laws of nature. It's closer to God than the laws of nature, so to speak. And that's why the Kiddush HaChodesh reflects the idea by giving priority to the halachic system over the Chochmas, Tekufos, and Mazalos. It's a parallelism, you see. That's right. The small thing is right. With regard to, you see in the Torah, the Nisim in Eretz Yisrael, the subordination, in other words, of the laws of nature, Nasati Gishmechem Be'itam, the coordination of the laws of nature to Klal Yisrael, to conform to Klal Yisrael. It's a reflection of the same idea. Klal Yisrael doesn't believe in a mystical force that overrides the laws of nature. On the contrary, and then to reject the laws of nature. On the contrary, laws of nature represent Chochmas Hashem, but the laws of the Ashgacha are from the same source. And that's why Klal Yisrael has an association and a desire for both of them. But there's a proper perspective that exists between the two. That's the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. Nafkamina, a nafkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban sheet, there would be, if for instance today they find that there's a mistake with the calendar, they create a new system. According to Ramban, it wouldn't be any good, because it was the Bezdin Smuchin in the time of Hillel that Hillel ben Benoshe ben Benoshe that was Mekadosh Olam Chadash and Magid Moshe Mashiach. So it wouldn't be any good. That's the doctor of this calendar. According to Ramban, be fine. Doesn't matter. It just so happens that they're using this calendar. But if we have a new calendar, let's make a new calendar. Wouldn't be any problem. Wouldn't be a problem at all. That's nothing between the Ramban and Ramban. Yeah, I want to add one point, a raya to what we're saying. A very strong raya to what we're saying. That the halacha is what we're saying is that really it's Tofes, Chachmei Yisrael. And they become the Bezdin. But it's not that there's a Bezdin Kavua, per se, and that's why the mitzvah is given over to them. But on the contrary, the mitzvah is Halach and Kedush Yisrael, and it's Tofes to Bnei Eretz Yisrael. You understand what I mean? You see from the Rambam's Lashon in two places, in the Yad and over here also. Because he says, in the Sefer Mitzvah, says, the Hinni Moses Chabir, Ilu Nachmu Moshe Shabnei Eretz Yisrael, Yedrum Eretz Yisrael, then he goes, Chalil Lokel Masos Zos, alright? Fine. Then he says, the lo yeshon basedin. He should have put that first. He should have said, Ilu inachnu l'moshe shabnei Eretz Yisrael, yedrum Eretz Yisrael, the lo yeshon basedin, chalil lakel me'asar zos. You see? But he says, Ilu inachnu shabnei Yisrael, yedrum Eretz Yisrael, and then he says, chalil lakel, and then he says, the lo yeshon basedin. Because if the b'nei, if he would have written it the other way, it would have meant that there was a basedin kavua in Eretz Yisrael. He means if the B'nai Eretz Yisrael, Yadrim Eretz Yisrael, then what would come out is Lo Yishan Bezdin. It won't be able to be Tofes anybody. You see? It won't be able to be Tofes anybody. That's why he said, that's why the Metzias is dependent upon the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. In the Yad HaChazok, you have the exact same thing. Because in Perakei Halacha Hei, he mentions the Bezdin. So he said today that we're not Mekadesh according to Sanhedrin, but according to the Bezdin. And then in the end, in Halacha Yud-Gimel, he doesn't talk about a Bezdin anymore. He talks about the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Why does he talk about the B'nai Eretz Yisrael when he's talking about it? Why does he say Bezdin? The answer is because the Halacha is, it's really, the phenomena is really the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. But the Halacha, the Mitzvah's Kiddush HaChodesh, is Tofes the B'nai Eretz Yisrael as a Bezdin. It's Tofes them as a Bezdin. You see? That's why he speaks in terms of the Bezdin is an automatic result. It's not the Bezdin is a substance of Bezdin first, and then the Halacha of Kiddush Chodesh was given over to them. The Halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh is first. And because the Halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh pertains to Kiddush Yisrael, it's Tofes to Chachmei Yisrael as a Bezdin. Okay? That's why it's dependent upon the B'nai Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Mention that even though the Avtocha, the Avtocha of Yeshayo, that the Umos Olam will say, let's go up to Har Hashem and to see to Melchav Achosis, to see Kedushas Yisrael and see Chochmas Hashem, to see if it's Sevar Hashem Rishalayim, even though the Avtocha wasn't Mekuyim yet, but a remez for the Avtocha was Mekuyim. Because you see that the biggest breakthroughs in science is mostly by Jews. And the world does say, does recognize in physics, the breakthroughs in physics and in science, the biggest breakthroughs in relativity and in the whole science of physics today is by Jews, mostly by Jews. And the world does recognize, they do say, that you see that the greatness of the, there is something special about Klal Yisrael. So in that sense, the remez for the Kiyum Adova we have even Bezman Hazeh. Lasid Lavo means it will be in a greater way. It will be tied to the Sanhedrin and tied to the Chachmei Yisrael per se. But a remez still exists Bezman Hazeh. But Bershut, it's off no time. Yeah, Bershut Russell one time mentioned that he was at a convention of mathematicians, and he noticed, he looked around the room and he saw all the aquiline Nazis. So he said, there's something special about this nation that they somehow or other always are involved in the in Chachmah. The end of the shir, so what I'd just like to mention is the Rambam Like I say, the Rambam from the Yalach HaZakah would never work on that. It would never work it out. You'd just be stuck with the Halacha Hay and Halacha Yigimel in Parakeh. And what does he mean by the Basin? And what does he mean by this which you're learning? It's an unknown. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Pirush HaMishnayos opens it up when he gives you the clues, two clues. First of all, he says that it's Yisod Emunaseinu. And also Pirush HaMishnayos says, Ikir Dosenu Bonu. Al Kiddush El Ariyah, you see. And also where he says that the only one who will understand is Misha Libo Shalem B'Talmud. Which means that you have to understand the whole, an in-depth analysis of Talmud in order to understand what the idea that he's talking about is. And he gives you the clue, the funny clue that he gives you is, he says, I mean, it's an interesting area because it's almost like getting an opportunity to interview the Rambam, where he says, I'll give you more beer, and the beer doesn't seem to be, well, this is beer. That if the Jews would leave Eretz Yisrael, for instance, they wouldn't be in Eretz Yisrael, and that would be the end. What kind of a beer is it? You know what I mean? When you look at it at first sight, you don't understand what kind of beer it is. But that beer is really, it really makes sense now. Why? Because what is the Yisod HaMuna saying? What is the Yisod HaMuna saying that the Rambam is talking about? The Yisod HaMuna is the idea that the concept of that God endows Klal Yisrael with Kedusha, which is an active Kedusha, an ongoing process. It's an ongoing process that God endowed us with Kedusha, and he promised us that this Kedusha Yisrael will be an ongoing active process throughout the generations, will never cease. And that's why you have it in, that's why you have to say that there's a Gavra Makadesh in Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Rambam, if this would cease, according to the Rambam, it's not just that Hilchus Kiddush HaChodesh, Maharas will cease. But the whole Kiddush Yisrael, the Kol Torah will become butler. There will be no Kiddush Yisrael. That'll be it. That's why he says, that God promised, Shalom Yisharesh and Lo Yimacha Eser Umar. You know what I mean? That's the Yisod Nemuna. The Yisod Nemuna is that the Kiddush Yisrael will always be existent. That's the Yisod Nemuna. And Kiddush Yisrael has to be expressed actively, which means it's an ongoing process every month through the Bez and the Eretz Yisrael. In terms of the halachic understanding that the Rambam is talking about, it's based on three points. One point, of course, is based on, which is a basic point. But the second point is that Kiddush HaChodesh is a kiyum in Beis Din, and a kiyum, which is a kiyum in Kedushas Yisrael. That's the essential point. And the third point is the mechanism of Tofes. That's why he says it's dependent upon understanding Yisholim and Talmud. It means to understand these kinds of mechanisms. That's why the Rambam really didn't spell it out, because he felt that if either you understand these mechanisms, you're Lambda, you understand it. You don't understand it, there's nothing to explain. Concept of Hora. The concept, the Kedusha is built on Hora. That the Kedusha Yisrael is Hora. It's a Kedusha Hora. That's what Kedusha Yisrael is. And the difference in Hora, Bizman of Talmud, and Hora Bizman of By Sadi going was, he says, a person wouldn't understand this. He says, by Sadi going also, he says, a person wouldn't understand this unless he understands learning, and he gives all those all those adjectives. The reason is because that's the concept of subordination of the halachic, the combination of the halachic and the scientific. I don't like these words scientific, actually. The point I mentioned that before, that the way the Rambam's Lashon is, the way it says, Ilu Yedru, B'nei Eretz Yisrael, Me Eretz Yisrael, and then he says, Chulul Lekel, and then he says, Lo Yeshem Bezin. You should say Lo Yeshem Bezin first. The reason is because it's working with the mechanism of Tofes. If there's no B'nei Eretz Yisrael, there's nobody to be Tofes, so then there won't be a Bezin there. You see? About that point, that Kedushas Yisrael has to be an active process, an ongoing process. Most people, it's against the way most people think. Because most people think that after Stimas HaTalmud, that's it. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Engel Eladah, HaMashal Halacha, after the Churban, and God withdrew, and there's no more, everything's in the past. According to the Rambam, no, Kedushas Yisrael is active in the present every day. Active in the present. Without being active in the present, then it's your whole Yisod of Emunah Seinu is lost. That's what the Rambam says. That about it. I mean, the Rambam's whole Ashkafas Olam is Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh is the whole Ashkafas Olam. It's the Rambam of the Mora, the Rambam of the Yad HaChazaka, the whole system. It's Rashi's amazing. Rashi and Shir Shirim is amazing.